TexasScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply. SuperBadBoySupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Brushy is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
A 5-point second half for Bodkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left, goes to the rim, great feed, Carter Kleiman, got it for two. 36-34, Bodkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Kleiman, outlet to Paul. Bodkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Bodkins up one. Bodkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Bodkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly for 30. It's good! It's good! Bodkins up two. Bodkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Bodkins up four. Bodkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewey knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Laramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a step. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Laramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Laramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors, Caitlin Gaston, Marin Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left, Shoulders. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive, Shoulders. Head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good.
Good morning to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Sydney High School. It's the number 2 seed Rushi girls against the number 3 seed Botkins Trojans. It's the upper bracket sectional final here at Sydney Girls Division 4. Botkins 17-7 on the year, finished 8-4 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Rushi 19-5 on the season, 10-2, second place in league play. Botkins was thumped by Rushi twice in the regular season, most recently on February 7th, 56-17 at Rushi. The Raiders the winner earlier in the season. Botkins played Rushi much tougher, losing by a count of 55-40 on Saturday, December 11th at Botkins. In order for the Trojans, Chuck, to give Rushi a serious run here today, Carmen Uecker's got to have a game like she did against Mechanicsburg when she scored 25. Maybe that game plus 5 to 10 more points. How about that?
Well, she's going to have to score, but Rushi knows her moves. They know that she goes right. They know what side to jump on. I'm telling you what they're going to need today is Aaliyah Johnson to have a game, score some points. Boston Paul's got to score some points. And Cameron Paul, they all have to support her today, because I don't think she's going to get in the mid-20s. If she does, they're going to be an angry group of coaches from Rushi.
Botkins got 17 from Uecker in the sectional triumph over Jackson Center, 11 from Camden Paul, 9 from Melanie Maurer. That's kind of what Botkins needs to produce today from role players in support of Uecker.
Yep.
In that 56-17 win by Rushi over Botkins, Ella Haney had 19, Maya Monin had a dozen, and how about Ronnie Poling, the outstanding sophomore, had 10 in that contest. Earlier in the year, in the 15-point win by Rushi over Botkins, Uecker had 15. Johnson, about whom you just spoke, had 11 in the post in that game for the Trojans. Kate Sherman fired home 18 in the middle to pace Rushi in that early season 55-40 triumph over Botkins.
Well, where the problem's going to be for Carmen Uecker today is when she gets in the lane, which she does very well. They have such length to play defense and put hands up, and the shots are just, you are defended on everything you try to put up against Rushi.
Yeah, Rushi's got every bit the athleticism that Mechanicsburg showed, plus a good 2 to 4 more inches.
Yes, I was going to say they got a lot more length.
Yep. No doubt about it. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams here today, Botkins and Rushi, the key building components are just as we summed up. Carmen Uecker needs a brilliant game, superb support from her other players on the floor. Botkins has got to fire in the three with regularity. Meanwhile, Rushi needs to take advantage of a significant size edge on the inside. Look for Kate Sherman and Ella Haney to go to work. Those are the key building components for Rushi and Botkins in this big sectional final here at Sydney High School. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We're going to take a 1-minute radio station break, then return. We've got starting lineups. Opening tip to start this game. Excellent crowd on hand. A lot of blue and gold in the bleachers to the left. Black and gold in the stands to the right. 1-minute radio station break upcoming. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is Jack with Chuck back at Sydney High School. We'll return after our Star Spangled Banner with starting lineups in the big game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-and-Tangeman-FH.com. I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a 1 square mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, high-quality furniture priced right, GoffneyFurniture.com in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy and Tipp City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie, Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online, SecureCom.com, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio in Sydney. We'll run down our radio station sponsors in just a moment. Opening tip to start the game, which has begun about 4 minutes ahead of schedule, is won by the Rushi Raiders. It goes into the post to Sherman. Sherman hits a cutter driving down the left side of the lane. It is fumbled, bobbled, out of bounds, off the fingertips of a Raider who coughed it up. It goes to Botkins, and we are started. C.C. Borchers, had she hauled in that pass, might have had a decent shot, but Botkins played pretty good defense. Here's a drive to the rim, left-handed runner, but Camden Paul for Botkins right out of the chute. It's no good. Rushi's got it at the offensive end. Raiders offensively, CeCe Borchers, Kate Sherman, Ella Haney, Sophie Francis, Reese Gubo. One, two, three shots in the paint by Rushi, the last of which by Haney is good.
Sherman.
No, Sherman tipped it in, not Haney. Good play by Kate Sherman, four, not Haney, who is 10. They were both reaching for the ball.
Yeah, they're each, both right together.
Yep, each got fingers on it. Nice opening bucket for the Rushi Raiders, showing their dominance in the lane. Here's Rushi guarding tightly out high. Botkins has the pass stolen, and then the Trojans, in their anxiety to get it back, reach in, hook a Raider player, and we're off and running. Rushi leads 2-0. We played a minute 12. CeCe Borchers, 5'9 junior. Kate Sherman, 6'2 junior. Borchers, 10 points a game. Sherman at 9. Ella Haney, 10 points a game. 6 foot senior. Starts for Rushi as well. Reese Gubo, 5'6 junior. 6 a game. Sophie Francis, a 5'11 senior. Good play by Rushi here at the offensive end right in front of us. They posted up Kate Sherman low on the right. She caught it, leaned into a Botkins player, and was hacked on the arm. Two free throws coming, the first of which is dead center.
Boy, 6'2", and I'll tell you, she has such a soft touch from the free throw line.
She sure does. Fingertip control. When that hits the rim, it's like a feather, but neither shot did hit the rim. All cord, and it's a 4-0 start for the Raiders, four straight points by Kate Sherman. Here's Botkins dribbling it deep in the right corner. It's Euchre. She's hemmed in. Gets it to Camden Paul in the arc. Has a screen from Aaliyah Johnson. Now it goes straight away to Janelle Platfoot, who dribbles it into the hands of a blue jersey. Here come the Raiders darting down the floor. Reese Gubo in the right corner. Ball thrown to the post to Haney. Popped up in the air by Johnson. Stolen by Euchre. Euchre one-on-one in the lane. Ducks under. Might have been hacked. Had it stripped. It's on the floor. Does Botkins have it? Does Rushi have it? Eventually, a jump ball. The arrow enables Botkins to keep it. Camden Paul, 5'2", sophomore guard. 6 points a game. Janelle Platfoot, 5'6", sophomore wing player. Averaging 4 a game on the floor for Botkins. Aaliyah Johnson, 5'9 senior, 5 a game in the middle. Carmen Euchre, 16 a game, 5'5 senior. Boy, she is mighty good. Was especially sharp against Mechanicsburg. Boston Paul, a 5'6 senior at 6 points a game, rounds out the starting five for this Botkins team. Rushi just slapped it out of bounds below the rim. Botkins inbounds to Johnson. Johnson against the bigs of Rushi has the shot deflected. Here come the Raiders. Quickly down the floor right away into Kate Sherman. Sherman bobs and weaves. Missed it. No good off the rim. Rebound Euchre. Euchre blazing a trail down the floor for Botkins. Into the paint. Blocked away by Rushi. Picked off by Camden Paul. Head of the circle, drive. It's Melanie Maurer, who's in off the bench, tried to carve out space to the paint. Rushi wouldn't let her do it and stole the ball. Raiders back in action. Sophie Francis to the three-point shooter. Reese Gubo. Yes, sir. Reese Gubo connects. 7-0 start for Rushi. We played 2:40 opening period. First-year head coach Brittany Butler guiding the Botkins Trojans. Terrific season. Here's a bounce pass low on the right by the Trojans. Great backdoor cut. Beautiful feed as Camden Paul hit Melanie Maurer sprinting to the rim, tightroping the boundary beneath the hoop. Caught it, laid it through. Fantastic pass, Chuck.
Yeah, it was set up, too. They set up the back door. They hit her back. She went up, got hammered, and still had the strength to make the basket.
Scored it. A foul to boot. Free throw by Melanie, right on target. 3 points for her, and it is 7-3 in favor of Rushi. Raiders connected on the first seven. Botkins gets on the board. 5 minutes left, opening period. Top of the circle at CeCe Borchers. Ball thrown straight away to Reese Gubo. Ball rotated outside the arc. And Reese is open again. Nails it. Wow. Different sides of the floor for her. Couple of triples. 10-3, Rushi in the lead. Here's Euchre spinning, turning at the elbow on the left. In the lane, has a shot blocked by Sherman, but a foul on the arm.
We're a little far away from that, but that looked like a good call. Sherman came and helped and got the ball, but she came down and got the arm, too.
Euchre at the free throw line for Botkin. She's got to make every shot at the stripe and get there often, get down below the foul line, and use her fine footwork and skills at getting around defenders and generate a lot of two-shot fouls in this contest for Botkins. Her first free throw is right on the money. She is a splendid foul shooter, pushing 80%. First one dead center, 10-4. Rushi, 4:33 to go first quarter. Second shot is right through the bottom of the well as well. 10-5. Rushi in the lead by 5. Straight away ahead of the key, Reese Gubo outside the arc near wing. It's Maya Monin, 5'7 junior, who's in off the bench. 5 points a game. Monin looks for Haney in the middle, not available. On the arc to Simone Putoff. Elbow at the left, it's Haney. 3-point shot, Rushi, it's available again. Hot hand is Gubo, missed it strong, no good. Weak side rebound, Monin, who got away with it over the back, fumbled the ball away to Botkins. Here's Euchre, fakes left, goes right. Good feed into the lane to Johnson, mishandled it. Boy, if she could have gotten that ball cleanly, she had a deuce right in front. Rushi took it away. 3:47 left in the first. At the elbow on the right, it's Haney. Straight away, Gubo. Botkins gives her that shot, short this time. Rebound on the deck. And a jank down on the play by Janelle Platfoot of Botkins. Up the floor it goes to Mulaney Maurer. Bounce pass to Platfoot. Back to Maurer down the right side. Nearly palmed it. Good defense by Rushi. 3:24 left in the first. Rushi up 10-5. Over guarding foul on Maya Monin of the Raiders. Rushi in the road blue from top to bottom. Gold numbers outlined in white. Botkins in white shirts, white shorts, black and gold trim. White numbers on white jerseys, Chuck. Very, very thin black outline. And we are situated south end of the Sydney High School floor, looking at Botkins' attack at the other end. Ball thrown deep right corner. High arching three by Mulaney Maurer. Skids off the rim, no good. Rebound punched away, and Rushi's got it. Here's CeCe Borchers trying to penetrate the lane area. Does. Scoots to the rim. Banks it down. Too easy.
Nobody stepped over.
12-5, Rushi. Dribble drive, flat foot down the right side of the lane. Tried to draw a two-shot foul, and Rushi raked the ball out of bounds. 7-point lead, Raiders, 2:53 left here in the opening period. Of course, Paul Bremigen, first-year head coach, Rushi girls. 30-some years head coach of the boys. Spent 4 coaching the Troy boys. Here is Botkins inbounding in the lane. Short shot by Blackfoot. Blocked on the play by Rushi. Gobbled back up by Botkins. 2:38 left to go first quarter. 12-5 Raiders. Here's Euchre, who gets away with a palming violation often. But because it's her natural dribble, I think, Chuck, they let it go.
I think if you're not gaining an advantage, they don't call it.
Yeah. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Raiders, who have played tenacious defense all over the floor so far. Botkins restricted to 5 points in 5.5 minutes until that long three by Mulaney Maurer. She chucked it in from 27 feet. Great start to the game for her.
Yep, that was big.
Here's Kate Sherman twisting, turning right in front. Goes up and under, bites it in. Good maneuvering by Sherman as Rushi counters. 14-8 in favor of the Raiders. Botkins has got a shoot high percentage behind the arc in this game. 6-point lead, Rushi. Flat foot, top of the circle. Lost it, got it back. Here's Euchre 30 feet away. Thought about going back door. Then had to come out to the corner to catch the pass. High dribble by Carmen. Open player, low on the right, it's Flatfoot. Lost it, got it back. 3-point shot, Botkins deflected. Loose below the rim, off Botkins last. 14-8 in favor of Rushi with 1:42 to go, first quarter. Raiders bring it down methodically. Timeline at CC Borchers picked up straight away by Camden, Paul, and Botkins. To Gubo, right flank, inside to Sherman. And let's see, it looked like Carmen Euchre tied Sherman up, but they say that Euchre might have grappled the arm ever so slightly. Not real sure about that call. I would have said
it was a bad call.
I would have said look to the arrow.
Yeah, incorrect.
Ball inbounded right below the rim, twisting and turning as Gubo. Pass to the arc, stolen. Camden Paul in a run out. Got it for two. 14-10, Rushi by four. Minute 22 left to go, first quarter. Sherman in the post. Quick double by Botkins. Back on the arc to Sophie Francis. Ball rotated near wing to Gubo. On the arc to Borchers for a triple. Bingo! CC Borchers. That's a big one.
That's three threes now for the Raiders.
17-10. Rushi by seven. 58 ticks on the clock. First quarter. Johnson high post. Now to Camden Paul on the arc. Checked tightly by Gubo. Ball thrown to the cutter. Baseline right. Caught, laid in. Melanie Maurer took it in full stride. Great play by Botkins. 17-12, Rushi. 38 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Sophie Francis down inside to Ronnie Poling, in off the bench, posting up and scoring. 6 foot sophomore got it too easily,
yep,
and carom that one in off the glass.
Just a strong post play of that time by Poling.
Rushi entering the ball inside with relative ease. 7 point lead, Raiders. 17 seconds to go, first quarter. Look at Euchre dancing into the lane. Looped it up off the window, got it to fall. 19-14, well played, high scoring first quarter. Sectional final at Sydney. 2 seconds to go. Loose ball midcourt. A scrum for it. There's the buzzer. Dynamite first quarter. Upper bracket sectional championship here at Sydney High School. Rushi 19, Botkins 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Good idea, Chuck. How about a shout out to my wife, Karen? She is with her sister, Jan, who is in St. Rita's in Lima, doing well. They've tuned in on 105.5 TAM FM, Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio, including Lima and Allen County.
Glad you're listening.
It is Rushi possession, starting quarter number two, 19-14, first quarter, Chuck.
Amazing.
Wow.
Amazing.
The boys don't score 33 points.
Well, that's not a great omen for Botkins, though, because they need to hold Rushi to less than 19.
Yep, Botkins quarter. Needs to defend better, that's for sure. Good baseline drive, CC Borchers for Rushi. Left it short, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by the Raiders.
He got the call, and he got the correct call. They called a foul on Borchers on the rebound.
And that was the appropriate decision. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes. Borchers was on the back. She had a fingertip on the ball, went out off of her. Foul assessed. Team's fifth for Rushi, four on Botkins. 7:30 left to go, second quarter. 19-14 in favor of Rushi. Here's Camden Paul swirling around top of the circle. Haney on her. Paul picks up her dribble. Baseline left. It goes to Blatfoot. Nice. It's a cutter down the lane. Driving toward the rim, catching and scoring is Melanie Maurer for Botkins, who's having a sparkling game.
She's got 10 of their 16.
19-16. Rushi up three. Raiders have the ball ahead of the key. It's Fortress. Ball ducked to the post. Great overplay by Platfoot. Great overplay by Platfoot on the steal. She's tripped. Goes out of bounds. Yep. Give it to Rushi. Could have been a foul. Raiders ball, though. It all happened right in front of us. We had the best seat in the house.
Yeah, great seats. Until somebody lands on our table.
Here's Francis inbounding. Fires for Poling. Busted up the Bodkins. Loose ball picked up by Rushi. High right at Taney. Shot fake. Wants to drive. Gives it up on the arc to Francis. Francis looks for the cutter. Finds an open player, Gubo, at the elbow on the right. Missed a 15-footer. Rebound Haney. Straight away to Borcher. Drag the pivot foot. It's a walk.
They've turned it five times now here in the first half.
Exciting first 9 minutes of this game. Rushi 19, Bodkins 16.
I was going to say, there's a lot of excitement being by the Bodkins players. Boy, they are just absolutely playing as well as I've seen them play.
Sydney High School gym about 75-80% full. Here's a long three ball. Bodkins for the tie. Melanie Maurer circled the rim. Oh, it went around two or three times and flipped out of the cylinder. Rushi produced the rebound, fed it down the floor to Haney in the lane. An immediate double. It's ruled a jump. Euchre and Johnson with tenacity on the interior. Arrow favors Bodkins.
They throw it into Sherman. They throw it into Haney. They are doubling everything inside, and so far they're doing a great job, and the big girls are not finding somebody to throw it back out to.
Three-point lead, Rushi. Here's Johnson at the post on the arc to Euchre. She's got to get going. Sloppy pass by her. Deflected, stolen by the Raiders. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Rushi up three. Head of the circle with the ball. It's Borchers outside the arc to Gubo. Gubo picked up by Euchre. Gubo gave it up, got it back on the bounce. Simone Putoff in, a 5'8 junior. Far left side of the floor, it's Borchers. She goes baseline, left it short, no good. Got the rebound back. Johnson blocked it, stripped it. Bodkins has the ball. Outlet to Maurer. Deep left corner, Camden Paul. Bodkins can tie with a triple. It's coughed up in the corner. Rushi gets it back. 5.5 to go in the second. Rushi by three. Open shooter, Raiders. Long trifecta, Gubo. It's skidded off the rim, out of bounds in the corner. The officials looked at it. I've never seen that, Chuck. The refs looked at each other. They both shrugged their shoulders. We don't know.
And they're going to call it a held ball. And that's the correct thing to do. If you don't know what happened, go ahead and use the arrow.
Yeah, the nonverbals clued me in that they probably would look to the scores table for the arrow. And it enables Rushi to hang on to it with 5:25 to go, second quarter. 19-16, three-point lead in favor of the Raiders. Entertaining sectional championship game here at Sydney High School.
Scoring slowed down a little bit, but that's to be expected. That was quite a first quarter.
25 feet straight away, C.C. Borchers. Only one bucket tallied here in this period. That by Bodkins. Raiders work a weave out high. It's Francis. Far left wing to Maya Monin. Left-hand dribble. Foul line with it now. Leaves it behind her to put off. Open 17-footer. Much too hard. And we've got an arm bar, a shove off underneath against Rushi.
Okay, I was going to say, he was looking the other way. That definitely was on polling.
Yep, the sophomore, a little too physical. And a timeout is called, a full by the Raiders. 5 minutes left, second quarter. Bodkins is in this for the long haul, down by just three on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member. Osgoodbank.com. Here come the Botkins Trojans to midcourt at Euchre, who really hasn't started to get going yet for the Trojans.
No.
Yet they're down by just three.
She's got four, but Maurer off the bench has ten. So
a phenomenal game for her. Here's Euchre outside the arc on the right. Tries to split a couple defenders, can't do it. Goes baseline left to Johnson, maneuvers on Sherman. Shot deflected, saved in bounds to Johnson. Deep three ball, Botkins right corner, wide left. It's out of bounds on the strike. Berushi survives that possession again. Botkins has had multiple opportunities to tie.
Yeah, they've had, I think, four or five possessions now to get the thing down to one or tied, and they're struggling to get the ball in the basket right now.
4:29 to go, second quarter, 19-16. Berushi, Raiders yet to score, second quarter. Botkins' defense is really stiffened up. Here's a deep corner jumper by Sherman, 18-footer. A foot inside the stripe, missed it, no good off the iron. Good box out by Botkins over the back against Rushi. 1-1 Trojans.
And that was on Maya Mana, and that's her second. She's going to have to go sit for a little bit.
I tell you what, Chuck, Brittany Butler, first-year head coach at Botkins, has got her girls doing all the little things like boxing out on defense and double-teaming immediately when that ball goes to the post area.
Yeah, I'm very impressed with her coaching and how these girls are playing the basketball game.
1-1 free throw situation here for Melanie Maurer of Botkins. And she puts the first one up on the rim. It danced around and dropped. Her second one swished. And it's 19-18. Rushi up one. A dozen for Maurer. Under 4:10 to go. First half of play. Rushi scoreless in stanza number two. Here's an open player for the Raiders. Stepping inside the arc, shooting a 12-footer. Good! Simone Putoff was unguarded, took advantage. Euchre coming back hard for Botkins. Baseline left to Johnson, overshoots a 15-footer. Rebound rolling around. It's in! Phenomenal stick back in the paint area. Beautiful play by Platfoot, I believe, of Botkins. Long three ball, true, right through the net for Gubo. Action fast and furious as the scoring picks up. That was Janelle Platfoot, I think, on
that's
the rebound shot.
Too. Yep. I couldn't really tell.
24-20, Rushi back up four. Last trip down, Janelle Platfoot, great stick back for the Trojans. Here's Camden Paul behind the arc, doesn't shoot. Goes left wing to Platfoot, straight away to Euchre. Boy, she can't carve out space in the lane.
No.
It's clogged up by blue jerseys. Left side, Johnson. Here's the weave. Camden Paul's open. Trifecta in the air off to the right. Rebound, Haney to Poling. Up the floor to Borchers for Rushi, which leads by four. Running and shooting, falling down and scoring.
Wow.
C.C. Borchers, miraculous shot.
I had to look around the corner to see who it was. She was laying on the floor.
Wow. She flipped it in, going out of bounds. Fired it up around the edge of the backboard. It hit the rim four times. Kerplunk fell through. 26-20. Rushi up six now. 2:32 to go, first half. Euchre needs to score. She's at the foul line. Tries to split Sherman and Haney and double dribbled. Excellent defense for the Raiders,
yep,
who are giving Botkins a dose of its own medicine right now.
They knew who they're going to stop. She got the ball stuck on her leg.
Yep.
As she made the turn. Good call on the double dribble.
2:25 to go, first half. Rushi ahead by six. 26-20. Dribble drive. Borchers into the lane. Flips it on the arc to Francis. Into the post, it goes to the Raiders, twisting and turning. Haney banked it in. That's tough to stop right there. When Ella Haney gets her body going toward the iron and has the angle to kiss it in off the window, she's mighty difficult to stop. But then Botkins comes right back. Carmen Euchre rips her way right down the lane, blazes a trail to the rim, and is awarded two shots at the stripe. Rushi has just gone back up by eight, 28-20, make it seven, 28-21 on the free throw by Euchre.
6-for-6 as a team now from the free throw line for the Trojans.
Tell you what, Chuck, Rushi went scoreless the first 4.5 minutes of this quarter. Suddenly the Raiders have warmed up. Second shot, Euchre off to the right, no good. Long pass down the floor, but Rushi nearly stolen. Gubo's got it. 7-point lead, Rushi. Into the post, Haney. On the arc to Francis, down inside to Sherman, layup, got it. Timeout, Botkins. Rushi has solved the middle. Rushi bench wants a foul call to the make by Sherman, no dice. Trojans get the timeout, falling back by 9. Late second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
You are tuned to this exciting game on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Or you may be tuned to WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Here's Botkins after the timeout. Uncorking a long three by Maurer. No good off the flange. Rushi down the floor in a jiffy. Into the post to Haney. And it's punched out of bounds by Botkins. 1:20 left till halftime.
Botkins can't afford to lose touch here in the last minute 20 of the second quarter.
Yep, good observation, Chuck. Raiders a chance here to go up double digits. Ball thrown into the lane to Gubo. Gubo's awkward shot results in a foul against Botkins. Tell you what, the Rushi Raiders were challenged late first quarter through most of the second quarter by Botkins. But in the last 3 minutes, Raiders have put the foot to the pedal. Reese Gubo, 2 foul shots. The first lipped the rim. The advantage is 9 for the blue and gold, 30-21. 1:18 to go, first half.
Well, Botkins had 3 or 4 attempts to get the thing tied or down 1.
Yep.
And just couldn't get it done.
Yep. Empty possessions in succession. Gubo swishes the free throw to make it a 10-point game. Rushi's biggest advantage of the day, 31-21. Botkins had cut it to 2, and now Rushi has stretched it back out to double digits. Here's a pass at the post by Botkins. Broken up on the play by the Raiders. Down the floor to Sherman. Sherman leaking out, scores, but wipe it off the board. She dragged the pivot foot en route to the rim.
Well, that was a really good job by Janelle Platfoot to step in and make her change the direction she was going to go.
A fine D by Platfoot, who did not give up on the play, though she was beaten down the court. Here's Euchre driving left to the lane. Euchre to the rack. Off the window. Got it for 2.
Man, is she strong.
31-23. Rushi by 8. 40 seconds to go, first half. Deep left corner. It is Francis. To put off to Sherman, elbow in the left, Haney on the arc to Gubo, triple, bombs away, good! Woo! She's got 4 of them. Reese Gubo igniting Rushi, 11-point lead for the Raiders. Great surge by Rushi, last 4 minutes, second period, 15 seconds to go till halftime. On the weave, it's Euchre. Euchre down the left side of the lane. Crosses over. Out back to Maurer. High arching triple. Bullseye! Bullseye! 4 seconds left, first half. Gubo midcourt. Long three by Sherman at the buzzer. Short, no good. What a terrific first half here at the Sydney High School gym. 34-26, Rushi by 8, Reese Gubo, Mulaney Maurer, matching long-range shots throughout the first 16 minutes. Boy, they have dazzled for certain. We'll have a 2-minute radio station breakup coming in just a matter of seconds. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccinations 2 to 5, Monday through Friday. And a test for the coronavirus available also. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center, open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, closed 1 to 2, open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100, 596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center, in-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. I'd like to remind you here on Scores Broadcast.com, we've got new additional sponsors upcoming, including Airstream Inc. in Jackson Center and Schnipple Construction in Botkins, having just joined us in the last several weeks. Knox Machinery in Franklin. We say hello to Jerry Garrett in Fort Loramie, general manager, and also to Nick Meyer, who is a sales engineer at Knox. He, too, is in Fort Loramie. Additional new sponsors over the last several months, the Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at VictorousHealth.com. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. And the cell phone shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road, which is South Needmore in North Dayton. Call 937-567-0878. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. And a load of custom foam products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. And Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Two-minute radio station break is next. Halftime at Sydney High School. Upper bracket, Division IV, sectional championship. A tremendous girls game here today. Rushi 34, Botkins 26 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victorious Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorioushealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Oh, it's been a fantastic game so far. Rushi ahead of Botkins by 8, 34-26 after two quarters of play. Great thanks to our Sydney radio station sponsors on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Realty 2000 in Sydney, and Sydney Pickwood Troy Body Car Star. What a game. Surprising game. Not so much the scores fairly tight. Rushi did thump Botkins pretty easily in the season, especially the second time, 56-17. Botkins giving a great account of itself today. But how about Reese Gubo, 6 points a game on the year. Melanie Maurer for Botkins, 5 points a game on the year. And those two gals have simply stolen the show.
Well, Gubo's got 13 on 4 threes in the first half. And Maurer came off the bench. She scored 15 so far for the Trojans. Rushi has a 13-5 rebounding advantage. Nothing surprising about that. 4-1 on the offensive boards. Both teams have turned the ball over 8 times. And that's a credit to Botkins, because normally Rushi would be maybe half of what the other team turns over. So that's impressive for the Trojans. That's why they're still in the game. 6 of 7 from the free throw line for Botkins. 3 of 4 from Rushi. Individual scoring, as I said, Melanie Maurer, sophomore, off the bench with 15. Carmen Huger has 7. They got 2 from Carmen Paul and 2 from Janelle Platfoot. They scored 14 and 12. Pretty consistent. 26 in the first half. On the other side, Reese Gubo, 4 threes and a free throw, 13 points. But they got 8 from Kate Sherman and 7 from CeCe Borchers, 2 each from Poling and Putoff and Haney. They scored 19 and 15, lead it by 8, 34-26 at the half.
Our halftime report, by the way, being brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Chuck, what adjustments might these two head coaches, Paul Bremich and Rushi, Brittany Butler, Botkins, make here in the third quarter?
Well, I don't think Rushi needs to really change much. They're doing a nice job. They are going inside, which is opening up the outside for Gubo to shoot it. Borchers had a pretty good first half, too. Botkins, on the other hand, I'm not sure what they can change. They can't get any taller, and that's kind of what Rushi's kind of used on them here in the first half.
Yeah.
They throw it inside. They've got to collapse. Euchre's doing a great job on Sherman and Haney when they catch it inside coming to double team, but that's leaving it open for them to throw the ball to the shooters on the arc. And if Gubo keeps making threes, they're going to have to adjust their defense.
Euchre's got 7. She needs 17 more in this half.
If she gets 17 in this half, they got a shot.
Yep. AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, the industry's clear choice. Our halftime sponsor, Rushi 34, Botkins 26 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the north northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
We start the third quarter here at the Sydney High School gym. Botkins with a quick miss to tie up on the rebound. It will be Rushi ball, leading Botkins by 8 points, 34-26. At stake is a berth in the district championship game at 1 o'clock at Troy next Saturday against the likely opponent, Cincinnati Country Day.
That'll be a chore for whichever one wins that one.
Yep. Here is Rushi attacking baseline left. It's Kate Sherman. Now in the middle to Haney. Sherman short corner. Lean in jumper. Banked it down.
Great offense.
Oh, fine two-man game there by the Raiders. The bigs went to work. Haney and Sherman. 10-point lead, Rushi. Minute gone, third quarter. Here's a nice drive by Euchre into the lane. Shot deflected on the play. Outstanding D by Sophie Francis, who at 5'11 got a mid on it. Rushi attacks. Long three by Haney. It is in and out, no good. She can shoot it from there. Weak side rebound, Sherman. Good! Kate Sherman explodes to the rim. 12-point game, Rushi's biggest margin. 38-26. 6.5 to go in the third. Here's Euchre, high right. Gives it up on the arc to Boston Paul. Haven't called her name much. Little give and go. Down the lane to the rack goes Blackfoot. Blocked on the play by the Raiders. The interior defense has been splendid. Quick action into the post to Haney. On the arc, shot fake by Borchers. Short corner jumper blocked by Johnson of Botkins. Taken away. Outlet to Euchre. Euchre motors in the lane to the rim. Good! And a foul.
Wow.
Beautiful play by Carmen Euchre, plus one.
And she had a big smile on her face the whole time she went to the basket. I like that.
6:03 to go, third quarter, 38-28 in favor of Rushi by 10 over Botkins. Trojans got the block, the loose ball at one end, didn't hesitate, went lickety-split down the floor. Got the ball in the hands of Carmen Euchre. She did the rest, and she drills the free throw, 10 for her on the game.
I was told that they have a barn, and they build a basketball court in there, and she spends all of her time out there shooting and playing basketball, and it shows.
9-point lead for Rushi. Here is Botkins in the paint area. It's handled by Sherman. She gets the double team, and she uses a forearm to get some clearance, and it's ruled an offensive foul.
That was the correct call. I mean, she might have been getting her arm grabbed, but you can't swing your arm like that. They're going to call it every time.
Here comes Botkins to midcourt. Second foul on Sherman in this game. 5:41 to go in the third. Rushi up 9. On top, Aaliyah Johnson. Near side, Camden Paul. Camden on the bounce. Swings it to Blackfoot. Nearly walked. Might have. Break for Botkins. Paul at the elbow on the right. Good defense on the play by Sherman. And Sherman snatches it. Throws it right to Johnson of Botkins, though. Baseline left to Euchre. On the arc to Camden Paul. Open three ball. It is no good. Hung on the front rim. It fell down into the lap of Borchers.
That would have been huge.
Cross-court jump shot, 17-footer, Francis, short of the mark. Rebound, Botkins, 9-point game, Rushi. 5 to play, third quarter. Euchre outside the arc, signals play number 4. Camden Paul swings through the lane, comes back out on top. Here's a drive by Euchre. She survives contact on the play from Sherman. Missed the shot, short, rebound, Rushi. Good D by the Raiders. Here's Borchers, hit the arc, foul line, right down the pike to the rim. Two-shot foul coming. As she was walloped, 4:44 to go. Might be ruled common.
They called it on the floor.
Under 5 to play, third period. 8-point edge for the Raiders. Coming out, Sherman and Francis for Rushi. They are spelled. Couple modifications in the Botkins lineup. Delaney Maurer back in. Ball inbounded by Rushi below the iron, and it's on the floor, loose, and it's picked up and laid in by Poling. You talk about alertness.
Yep, right spot, right time.
Big break there for the Raiders. Here's Flatfoot on the arc for Bodkins, which is down 11, 40-29. Deep in the right corner, surviving a bump, is Boston Paul. High dribble on the arc. Mullaney Maurer on a weave to Euchre. Elbow jumper, a little strong. Rebound pulled off the glass by Borchers. Rushi wants to go. Borchers marches down the floor. Goes to the foul line. Bounce pass left wing. Shot fake on the play. Then it's rotated near side to Gubo. She's had a great game and makes another one. Reese Gubo behind the arc.
I'm not sure how you lose her. She was soaked. There was nobody within 15 feet of her.
Wow, Reese Gubo hotter than a firecracker. Rushi's up by 14. Botkin's in trouble now. 43-29 Raiders, 3:49 left, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit FRCOhio.org.
Bodkins Trojans out of the timeout. Send Euchre right down the lane. Euchre to the rim. Flipped it up there. It danced off the iron. No good, but she walked anyway. Excellent defense by the Rushi Raiders down below the foul line. And with a 14-point edge, Rushi looks to extend. 3:37 left, third quarter. Ball thrown into the post to Haney. Back to the basket. Flips on the arc to teammate Borchers. CC fires right wing to Gubo. They go baseline right to Poling. Poling with a nice feed below the rim. It's caught by Simone Putoff. She lays it through. Outstanding motion. Good passing. Raiders are on their game now, up 16. 45-29. 3 minutes left, third quarter. Here's Camden Paul, top of the circle. On a weave to Janelle Flatfoot. Euchre sprints near side to Aaliyah. Back to Euchre. Available three ball. It is in and out. Oh, my goodness gracious. That was right above us. We looked at it. The ball might have touched the net. It went in so deeply, but it snapped out. Rushi stared the board, leading by 16 with possession. Poling skip pass. Cross court, out of bounds, into the first row. Bodkins needs a run to close the third period to make it interesting entering the fourth. Euchre's had a couple of pretty good looks, a drive on which she was challenged and walked. The last three was dead center, wouldn't stay in. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Here's Boston Paul to Johnson, high post to Boston on the arc. Shot fake, picked up by Poling. Errant pass down inside. That one had no chance to make it. Maya Monon on the steal. Quickly to Sherman. Low on the left. Might have gotten away with a walk. Missed a four-footer. She was plowed into from the backside. And she's at the stripe with a couple. 45-29, 16-point lead. Rushi, 2:17 left, third quarter.
Rushi's running a lot more girls into the game, and I think they've got fresher legs right now.
Free throw by Sherman. Swish. Biggest bulge of the afternoon, 46-29 Raiders, who beat Bodkins twice in the season. Second shot, Sherman rolls around, comes off. Oh, my. What a great offensive rebound. It is up and good. Poling, the sophomore. Fine board work by her. And here is Bodkins into the forecourt, right corner, Boston Paul. Timeout, Trojans, who are down 19. 2 minutes left, third period on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
When this game concludes, we will keep it right here, continue programming from Sydney High School via scoresbroadcast.com, which originates coverage here today. You may be tuned to us via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Bodkins, after the timeout, gets a long three, the lengthiest shot of the day from Melanie Maurer to go right through. She swished it, a 30-footer. 48-32, 16-point lead, Rushi. Bodkins, with renewed energy, appears to have tied up Maya Monin low on the right, and Bodkins gets the arrow. Tell you what, Chuck, Melanie Maurer shoots the three-pointers every bit as high as she does long.
Yeah, she's a good shooter and only a sophomore.
Four court right, it's Euchre for the Trojans on the arc to Boston Paul. Oh, baseline to Euchre. Euchre around one player, another. Tried to throw it up high over Sherman, missed it, no good. Rebound by the Raiders, whose height has been a menace for Bodkins here today. Minute 20 left, third quarter. 1:16 to go now. Clock winding down. Rushi in possession. Head of the key, up 16 points. Poling at the elbow on the right. Gives it up to Francis in the right corner. Doesn't shoot. Straight away, Poling. They go high-low. Wow. Down inside to Sherman. Off the window. Got it for two. Easy does it.
Sherman's got 15 now.
50-32. Bodkins trailing by 18 on the weave. Here's Camden Paul. Open look. Covered up at the last second by Monin. Now to Boston Paul. Hits Euchre in the lane. Baseline left to Leah Johnson. Overshoots the 10-footer. Weak side rebound Raiders.
Boy, and just like the whole day, they're one shot and done. If they don't make the shot, they're not getting any offensive rebounds.
Deep right corner, Poling for the Raiders. Swings it on top to Sherman. 24 seconds to go, third quarter. The lead 18 for Rushi. Cross court skip pass to Francis. She drives, leans in, banks it. It goes down. Lead is 20. 11 seconds to go in the third. Here's Euchre dribble drive between a couple players. Good defense by the Raiders, who stripped the ball off the knee of Euchre. Out of bounds, it rolls. 52-32, 8.4 to go in the third. Rushi has expanded this lead to 20. They're doing a very good job in Carmen Euchre. She cannot slip free. 6 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's a drive, but Borchers pulls up baseline right. Strong on the shot. With 1 second left, a rebound, spin move in the lane. Sherman, no good. And the third quarter finishes. Great third stanza for the Rushi Raiders, who've swollen the lead to 20, 52-32 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese
Casey Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Well, don't forget here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM to follow. It's Fort Loramie Houston lower bracket sectional championship. Right now, the upper bracket sectional final is going Rushi's way, leading 52-32. We start the fourth quarter. The Raiders pound the ball inside to Haney. Haney hammers a shot off the backboard, no good, but she is belted from the backside. Two free throws for Ella. 20-point separation now. Botkins has played hard, but Rushi with too much height has matched Botkins' energy throughout this game. It was a terrific first half. What was our score after two quarters, Chuck?
34-26.
And it was, 19-14 after one?
Yep.
One free throw made, one missed by Haney, and the lead is 21 for Rushi, 53-32. Again, the winner of this game returns to district championship action at Troy High School next Saturday at 1. That's the likely start time. And the most likely opponent is Cincinnati Country Day. Open shooter for Botkins is Boston Paul. A little too much muscle on it, no good. Rebound Johnson short. And Sherman at 6'2", reaches up over everybody and spears the rebound. That has been the way this game has gone. Sherman has been a dynamo in the middle. Here's Haney twisting and turning in the post. Foul on the play against Botkins. 7:15 to go in the fourth quarter, 53-32 in favor of Rushi. Should Rushi go on to win this and then take the district championship over Country Day, the Rushi Raiders could wind up playing the Fort Loramie Redskins in a regional semifinal if Fort Loramie beats Houston today and defeats its district opponent. About every 3 years, it's very possible for the two Shelby County schools who win sectionals at Sydney to collide in the regional semifinal. One free throw made, one missed by Rushi. Botkins comes down and turns it over. Baseline pass stolen by Gubo, and then quickly in the forecourt, a walk by Francis of the Raiders. 7 minutes left, 54-32, 22-point lead for Rushi. Another big shout-out to my wife, Karen, her sister, Jan, up in Lima, listening via 105.5 WMVR, TAM FM in Sydney. Top of the circle, Camden Paul outside the arc on the left to Melanie Maurer. Now to Euchre. Elbow jumper blocked. Wow. What a defensive play by Sophie Francis. She plays on the wing. She's 5'11". Quickly down the floor, the Raiders. One, two, three passes. Haney on the finish.
Rushi felt good about Francis being on Euchre today because of her length, and it's really shown up.
Oh, yeah. It has indeed. Carmen has been slowed down, that's for certain. She's got the pass in the paint. Tries to dribble between Francis and Sherman. Arm is grabbed. It's a foul. 56-32, Rushi, 6:18 to go, fourth quarter. Yep, the defense on Carmen Euchre, who's had 25-17 in her last two games, has been suffocating. On the arc, it's Boston Paul for Botkins. Backdoor pass intended for Maurer. Broken up on the play by Gubo of Rushi. Out of bounds. Botkins will throw in below the rim. Don't forget this evening, airtime about 5:30, Anna Girls in a Division III sectional championship game against the Waynesville Spartans from Covington. Bryant Billing will be on the call with Chuck. Foul out on the arc. Collision occurs. It goes against Rushi. Team foul situation. Four on the Raiders, five on the Trojans. Botkins behind the 24. They inbound to Euchre. This was a 5-point game after a quarter, and Rushi didn't score the first 4 to 5 minutes of the second period of play. And since then, though, the Raiders have really gelled. They have turned it on big time. Fallon Rushi, Botkins will throw it in after the common foul whistle. It goes to Boston Paul, 25 feet away, 6 minutes left, fourth quarter. Baseline left to Johnson, around a player, another, up and in. Aaliyah Johnson with a nice step past Bowling. And it's 56-34. Rushiba 22 with 5:48 to go. Rushi with the ball on the arc. Here's a sloppy left-hand bounce pass, cross-court by Gubo, out of bounds. Botkins has made some threes today, namely Melanie Maurer.
Yes, he's made three of them.
And that's what the Trojans need here over the next two or three minutes to make Rushi feel a little bit of pressure down the home stretch. Camden Paul head of the key. Poor bounce pass intercepted by Haney. Haney races down the floor, leads it to Francis Lowe on the left. Missed it short, no good. Rebound, no good. Francis again, a third time, a fourth time. A foul committed by Botkins. Head coach Paul Bremigen looks at the official and says, maybe you should have called that about three or four shots sooner.
I think they fouled her all three times. They called the third one.
5:23 to go, fourth quarter, couple free throws. Sophie Francis, first on the way, looks good. A little heavy off the back frame. Second shot coming. Cincinnati Country Day, the likely opponent for Rushi, has got size as well. And that'll be a matchup next Saturday at Troy of some tall timbers. Some lengthy young ladies, height in that game for certain. Botkin simply just does not match up with Rushi on the inside. That's all there is to it.
No, they don't. And that's what Euchre, we were afraid. She got in the lane, but there were just way too many arms.
Right. One of two free throws made by the Raiders. Here's Euchre driving baseline left. Flips it on the arc to Platfoot. 5 minutes remaining. Here's an overplay out high, stolen by Borchers. She barrels down the floor, hooking foul on Botkins with 5:04 to go. 57-34, Rushi. Again, Anna Waynesville tonight. The tip at 6 from Covington. And immediately after this game, some 20 minutes or so later, it is Fort Loramie and Houston in a lower bracket sectional championship game here at Sydney. 1-1 free throw situation for the Raiders. Foul committed by Botkins below the rim. Pumped up there by Putoff. Strong, no good. Rebound out to Euchre, down to Blackfoot for Botkins. She's open inside the free throw line, and out of nowhere came CeCe Borchers to deflect the shot out of bounds. How many, take a wild guess, Chuck, deflections, partial blocks.
20.
Oh, Rushi's, you're right, every bit of 20. Long three-point bomb straight away. Boston Paul missed it. Euchre with the rebound. Flips it to Platfoot on the arc for Botkins. Platfoot open down the lane. Slapped on the wrist as she goes up with the left hand. A couple of free throws coming here. That's Kennedy Dosick, my mistake. 5'6 junior forward. Good play by Dosick. Like the way she used the left hand.
Yeah.
Not to mention, Chuck, the number of shots Rushi's height has managed to alter, modify.
Yeah, there's been very few uncontested shots for Botkins today, and that's why they've turned the ball over 14 times, and they've scored 35 points.
Free throw by Dosick is good, 57-35 Rushi. Second shot by Kennedy on the way. Right through as well. Rushi 57, Botkins 36, 4:30 left to go in the game. CeCe Borchers 30 feet away. Both teams in the bonus right now. Here's Sherman. Here's Haney. They work a weave. Hang on to the ball. Milk the clock. Top of the circle. Simone put off. Looks for somebody back door. Nobody home. Here's Gubo. Ball popped away off the hands of Euchre. Gubo tracks it down. 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Right wing to Borchers. Dumped down inside to Haney, spoiled by Botkins. It goes out of bounds. Coming off the floor, Reese Gubo for Rushi. Woo, what a marvelous performance by her.
She played well.
Inbounding below the rim, the Raiders on the arc to Borchers. She hangs on, doesn't shoot. 3:52 to go in the game. 57-36 Rushi. 25 feet away on the right, it's Maya Monin. Monin checked by Kennedy Dosick. Now it goes opposite, left side of the floor to put off, and Paul Bremigen Rushi gets a timeout with 3:41 to go. We'll keep it right here. 21-point lead Raiders. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Yep, Riemann Drywall in Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wall board and installs your ceilings with precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna, just a call away. Phone 937-538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Jackson Center Pro Hardware is now in Greenville and Enon, too, located at 112 East Pike. Jackson Center Pro Hardware has expanded to 418 South Broadway in Greenville and on Dayton Springfield Road in Enon. Solid wood cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Special pricing for them and on DeWalt Power Tools as well. Plus, Pro Hardware can get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in just 3 days. Here's a bad pass by Rushi. Kennedy Dosick on the swipe, and she blitzes down the floor and lays it in. 57-38 Rushi with 3:15 to go in the fourth. Like your Pro Hardware stores on Facebook. That's Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center, 418 South Broadway in Greenville, and on Dayton Springfield Road in Enon. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Tell Darren Yingst you heard about his stores on scoresbroadcast.com. 2:50 left to go in the game. 57-38 in favor of Rushi. Raiders wasting time off the clock, pitching the ball around, head of the key. Ball thrown outside the arc on the left, handled there by Maya Monin. Near midcourt is Maya now. 30 feet away to put off. Sherman catches top of the circle. Flips it high left to teammate CeCe Borchers on the bounce. Checked closely by Camden Paul. Straight away it's fed to Simone Putoff. Down to 2:13 to go here in the fourth. 57-38 Raiders. And here's a reach-in foul called against Boston Paul of Bodkins.
Well, that's what the timeout that Coach Bremingen called. Said, you're going to shoot layups, you're going to shoot free throws. That's the only thing I want to see. And they're doing a nice job of controlling the ball.
We are a favorite of the home crowd in Bodkins and those who come to us from towns all around. We are Myers Tavern. 303 North Main in Bodkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal at Myers. Breakfast starts at 6. Omelets are great. Terrific strip loin steak at night. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout with Myers, 303 North Main in Bodkins. We bet you won't find better. One of two free throws made by Rushi at one end, then Euchre retaliates with a bucket for the Trojans with a minute 48 to go in the game. Rushi up 58-40.
Hey, she had a rebound right in the lane. That was the easiest shot she's gotten off all day.
Here's a palming violation, high dribble by Haney of the Raiders. Again, the likely opponent in the district championship next Saturday at 1 at Troy for Rushi is Cincinnati Country Day.
Who's averaging winning their games in the sectional by about 85 points.
I'm not sure if either opponent they played got to double digits.
No, I think they gave up 11 points to combined.
Rushi,
I'm sure those were horrible teams they were playing.
No doubt. Those Cincinnati sectionals in boys and girls D4 are mighty weak. Substitutions for the Rushi Raiders. Riley Hammond is in now, a 5'5 senior. And Bodkins got away with a walk right down the lane. Kennedy Dosick strides to the rim and banks it in off the window.
Kennedy's got a 6-point quarter going.
Nice fourth period for Kennedy Dosick, 58-42. Rushi in the lead with 16, a minute 21 to go in the fourth quarter. Sherman is out. Haney is out. Poling is out. The three bigs on the bench now for the Raiders. There's a herky-jerky dribble and a walk 20 feet away by Rushi. Rushi still maintains control. The officials are saying play on at this point. 55 ticks remaining.
They're probably ready for lunch.
Ball punched out of bounds by Bodkins, which fouls on the arm. And we've got a 1-1 coming for Rushi. Dosik picked up the personal. Next game, Fort Loramie and Houston, about 20 minutes or so after the conclusion of this one. We will keep our tournament basketball programming right here at Courtside. Of course, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. We'll continue to follow our second game and also our evening contest, which starts at about 5:30 from Covington. In Division III, Anna girls against Waynesville in a sectional championship. How about those Anna girls? Despite injuries.
Do it every year.
Yep, despite injuries. The loss of Breanne Riemann, a fine player. Graduation last year of a stellar performer, Dosik.
Yep. She played 11 years there for
her. Head coach Jeff Bauer and that coaching staff get it done. Splendid defense every season. Rushi just made one of two free throws. Bodkins a quick misfire. Raiders have the ball a half minute remaining. 59-42. Rushi in the lead with 17. Rushi has the ball in the arc. Handling it straight away is Hammonds. Throws it far left side. Carly Scott, 5'10 junior, on the bounce. Straight away it goes to teammate Simone Putoff, who's still in. Under 10 seconds to go. Rushi's going to win it by a 59-42 count. Four ticks on the clock. It rolls out of bounds off the Raiders. Bodkins will bring it down. Splendid season for head coach Brittany Butler in her first year as the mentor of the girls program here at Bodkins. 17-8 campaign, 8-4, and a third place finish in the Shelby County Athletic League. Unfortunately, Bodkins simply could not solve Fort Loramie or Rushi this year, losing five times to those two clubs, three times to the Raiders. Here today, the final difference winds up being 17 points, 59-42. Outcome really not in doubt from late in the third quarter on. Great defensive job by Rushi on Carmen Euchre. And the Raiders took advantage of their edge in height on the inside. We'll have a two-minute radio station break upcoming in a matter of minutes. Two-minute break upcoming. Thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one agency in the region again. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, Be Well, Be Good, Osgood Bank. Secure Com in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. And thanks as well to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no eating place quite like it. And in Rushi, thanks to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior. Great sponsors with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Plus the Jewelry Barn. The Jewelry Barn will make your gift ideas come to life. That's the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, 575 East Main in Rushi. Thanks to the Jewelry Barn so much. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets, get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. It's our two-minute radio station break. Then we'll wrap up game number one, take a look at the scoring, and make our Clancy Star of the Game awards as Rushi defeats Botkins to advance to a district championship, 59-42 final. And speaking of Cincinnati Country Day, coaches have arrived from Country Day High School.
Yeah, well, hopefully he's been here because the team he's going to play just finished.
Yes, he's been in the stands.
Okay.
I saw him come down from the stands, went to the concession, went back up in the bleachers.
And didn't buy me a thing. No. Okay, I'm going to have to root against him now.
Two-minute radio station break is next. Rushi 59, Botkins 42 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at Superior Aluminum.
Once again, so many thanks to our radio station sponsors, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Realty 2000 in Sydney, and Sydney Pickwood Troy Body Car Star. Chuck, first game here today, upper bracket sectional final won by Rushi, which pulled away, thumping Botkins decisively, 59-42. Not before, though, a game effort by the Trojans through the first two and a half quarters.
They played well. They did what they had to do. They really couldn't get Carmen Euchre going. She ended up with 12. Maurer came off the bench, scored 18 for him. But just too much length and too many bodies. I mean, Rushi just kept running and running and running. I think Botkins, although they played really hard the entire game, I think their legs, they just ran out there in the fourth quarter.
Right. Let's take a look at the scoring. Rushi had a hot shooting contest from Reese Kubo.
Yeah, she was terrific. Just looking at one stat, Rushi out-rebounded them 32-15 and 11-4 on the offensive boards. That was a lot of the final score. Individual scoring for Botkins, they were led by sophomore Melanie Maurer with 18 and Carmen Euchre had 12. I'm going to give both of them players of the game. It's been such a pleasure watching Euchre play for 4 years.
Yep.
I can't go walk away without letting her have the player of the game honors in this one. And on the other side, Rushi, led by Gubo with 16 and Sherman with 15. And those two young ladies are my Clancy players of the game for the Raiders.
So you're telling me, Chuck, that Carmen Euchre is a senior, is graduating. There's no way you can grant her a red shirt.
Oh, I think because of COVID, she might get one more year, but I haven't heard that for sure.
Oh, my goodness. a marvelous career for her here at Botkins High School for sure. Jeremy Plyman sent us a note earlier today about length of service, number of games played.
Right.
When Carmen Euchre and Boston Paul took the floor today, they passed Sarah Bergman and Paige Lane at Botkins for the most games played in Botkins girls program history, 97.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's a lot of basketball games.
97. Clancy's Wapak Avenue, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's in Sydney.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Sydney High School, about 8 minutes or so away from the start of Game 2, our lower bracket sectional final between the Fort Loramie Redskins and the Houston Wildcats. Way to go, Houston, which beat Mississinewa Valley 41-39 in the previous encounter. Houston didn't play really well, didn't shoot it really well, but eked out a fine victory, 41-39 over Mississinewa, to advance to this game against Fort Loramie, which, of course, is the prohibitive favorite in this contest here today. Fort Loramie has won 78 of its last 80. And this past Tuesday, Chuck, notched its fourth straight AP statewide poll championship in a row.
Yeah,
that's quite an accomplishment.
It is. I mean, the sports writers, sometimes I don't think they get it right, but for 4 years they at least got that right.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Interestingly enough, the week before the final poll, Fort Loramie and Tri-Village were tied. Dead heat, both of them number one.
I think, I tell you, I think that's a collision course, and I'm not sitting, Country Day is going to have something to say about that. They got a terrific basketball team, too. And I'll tell you, Rushi playing their best basketball right now.
Oh,
so
yeah.
There's going to be some good teams down at Troy.
Just had a chat with Kate Sherman and her parents out in the hallway, and tell you what, Kate Sherman has really progressed greatly during the course of this season. Phenomenal performance by her. She's become a real tyrant, a warrior around the basket on the glass.
Well, she was terrific today offensively. She is always really good defensively.
Yep.
Sometimes she kind of disappears offensively, but they have so many weapons. I don't think it's her fault. Tonight, boy, she played both ends of the floor really well.
Now, here's the significance of this Fort Loramie-Houston game. The winner plays Bradford or Covington in the third game of three next Saturday afternoon at Troy. Right now, the posted game times for the district title contest at Troy next Saturday are 11-1-3. And as best as I can determine, the winner of this game between Fort Loramie and Houston would play the Bradford-Covington winner at 3 o'clock next Saturday afternoon. 1 o'clock game, Rushi, Cincinnati Country Day. The winners of those two district games at 1 and at 3 next Saturday at Troy would match up in the regional semifinal the following Thursday night in the second game, 8 o'clock at Vandalia Butler.
Right.
That's the picture looking ahead.
Well, and then you take a look a little farther that evening, then there's going to be what I hope is a Botkins-Rushi matchup for a sectional championship at Piqua at 7 o'clock that night. So we got quite a day on Saturday.
By my calculation, we've got 28, 29 additional tournament games yet to cover here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Well, I left a picture for my dog so they know what I look like when I get home, so they won't bite me.
That's good. 23 years, stellar coaching career, Carla Siegel here at Fort Loramie. I'm amazed, Chuck. I looked at stats that were just handed to us. A month ago, Fort Loramie girls were shooting 76.5% at the foul line. They're still shooting 75.5% at the foul line. Boys teams would love to shoot 65% at the foul line.
Right.
And the Fort Loramie girls, who were a couple of weeks ago shooting threes at 38-point-something percent, they're still shooting them at 36-point-something percent. That's a daggone high percentage shooting the three ball in high school hoops.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's I honestly think that the line should back up to, like, the college length.
Okay.
But as long as it's right there and you take advantage of it, now they shoot threes, and they have three or four young ladies that can put the ball in a basket behind the arc.
Ava Schultes, for Fort Loramie in the post at 5'10". Shelby County Athletic League Player of the Year. Ava has upped her per-game average now. It's approaching 14. Colleen Brandewey, who also made first team, is at 10.8 per game. Ava Turner, 6.7. Riley Heitkamp at 7 even. Skylar Albers at 5. And the freshman, Mesher and Brandewey, Avery Brandewey, is at 5 points per game. And Victoria Mesher is at 2. This Fort Loramie team lost late in the season, a game we covered at Findlay Liberty Benton. Didn't shoot it well that game. In fact, made just one field goal over the last 2.5 quarters. Chuck, your analysis as to the significance of that game, the loss, the way Fort Loramie suffered that defeat. Do you think that might have helped propel Fort Loramie into the stretch run this season?
Well, I have never gone into a game and go, gosh, I hope we lose this because it's going to make us better. But if you do lose a game like that, you get on film, you show them everything, you get a little loud with them in the beginning of the film session, and then as it goes on, you kind of calm down a little bit and you let them know that the things that you did right there is the reason that you lost.
The opponent today for Fort Loramie, Houston, an overall mark of 10-13 on the year, finished 4-8 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Two four-game losing streaks during the season, but the Houston girls did come on strong, won three of their last four, beating Lehman Catholic, Riverside, and as I mentioned a few minutes ago, Mississinewa Valley, 41-39 in the previous tourney game. In the two regular season contests, Fort Loramie beat Houston 54-29 recently on February 10th, and The game played at Houston, the Wildcats were in that game. I think it was only a 12-point contest fairly late in the third quarter. That was a 79-41 finish. But Houston offensively played very good basketball for 20 minutes in that contest. Starting lineup being introduced right now for the Houston girls. And the opening five is as follows. Riley Voisard, 5'4 senior. Katie Meyer, 5'8 sophomore. Megan Meyer, 5' senior. Taylor Maxwell, a 5'9 junior. And Emma Kemp, a 5'6 junior. The two Meyers, M-A-I-E-R, are daughters of the superintendent of schools in the Houston district. Opening five for the Fort Laramie Redskins. I've touched on that opening quintet already. Colleen Brandewey begins at a wing. Ava Turner out front at a guard spot. Riley Heitkamp is at the point. Riley, so important to this team, Chuck.
She's going to be the difference of how far they can go in this tournament.
I think you may be right. Senior Kara Meyer is the fourth starter. Ava Schultes, senior in the post. Got the 21 on her back. She's had a fine career. Shelby County Athletic League Player of the Year, as we noted. Opening five for the two teams. Fort Laramie, 23-1, 12-0 in the Shelby County League. And as I mentioned, of the last 80 contests for the Fort Laramie girls, they've won 78 of them.
That's not too bad.
No. Not too shabby at all. Here we go, opening tip to start the game. And the white jerseys, Fort Laramie, collect the tap, and it goes into backcourt to Riley Heitkamp. Adam Swigert, 11 years of teaching experience, second year serving as girls varsity assistant, has been the head coach much of the season here at Houston. Prior to this year, 7 years JV girls coach at Covington. Adam, the head man running the Houston program. Quick miss to start the game before Laramie, and the Wildcats attack. Ball thrown deep right corner, Emma Kemp, bobbled, picked up by Fort Laramie. Long lead out down the floor to Ava Schultes, drives in and out, no good. Rebound down to Houston. Two possessions, no points for the Redskins, and stumbling to the hardwood in backcourt is Ava Schultes. Boy, she took a spill.
Yep.
She gets up, I think she's okay. Houston will throw in backcourt. As I mentioned, Adam Swigert. Bachelor's degree from Bowling Green, master's from Wright State. Head man running the Houston program, and he communicated with us so well here in the past week with all the details about the Houston girls program. Houston's got the ball head of the key. It's Megan Meyer. Splits a couple defenders. She's below the foul stripe. Gets out of the paint. Goes baseline to Katie Meyer. Her 10-footer deflected by Kara Meyer of Fort Laramie. We'll keep the Meyer straight for you. Quickly down the floor, Fort Laramie. Off balance, wild shot by Ava Schultes. No good. Three trips down the floor. Zip for three for Fort Laramie.
Well, they've had three pretty good looks, and they can't get anything to drop.
Katie Meyer averaging 8.7 a game. Megan Meyer 8.2 for Houston. Riley Voisard at 5.5. Wildcats dribble the ball around the top of the circle. It's Katie Meyer. Tries to hit a cutter down the lane. Intercepted by Ava Turner. Backcourt to Riley Heitkamp. 50-foot pass up the floor, and it goes through the doorway into the concourse of Sydney High School. Fort Laramie looks a little ragtag here at the start.
Well, the 50-foot pass, unfortunately, the player was only 30 feet away from her, so it was 20 feet over her head.
2 minutes gone, opening quarter, no score. Houston's got the ball, top of the circle. It's Megan Meyer. Hands off to Katie. Fumble, rolling away out of bounds, side court. Fort Laramie will bring it in quickly, a substitution for the Redskins, Avery Brandewey on the hardwood. Kara Meyer comes out. Played better than 2 minutes, and nothing. Riley Heitkamp hits Schultes. Schultes comes out to catch, then fires to the cutter down low. It's Avery Brandewey. She's hacked on the arm as she goes up to the rim.
Avery Brandewey, a 5'7 freshman, is going to be a star for Fort Loramie in the next 3 years.
Couple of free throws for her. The first is swished. Now there's the first point of the game with 5:49 to go here in the first quarter. Head coach Swigert standing at the far end of the bench for Houston. Both foul shots are in by Avery Brandewey of Fort Loramie, which is on top 2-0 here at the outset. Midcourt pressure with the Redskins, who bat the ball up in the air. Good play by Turner. Deflected it, got it back, and made the layup at the other end of the floor.
Colleen Brandewey.
I'm sorry, Colleen Brandewey. It was Ava Turner on the deflection. It went to Colleen, who finished the play down at the other end of the floor. And here is a deflection again by Fort Loramie at midcourt, out of bounds. Yep. Wildcats will throw in.
They went to a half-court trap situation, and Houston so far not handling it well. Houston hadn't got a shot yet.
Ava Turner sits down for the Redskins. The Wildcats in the road, red, white numbers. Fort Loramie, the home white. Black numbers trimmed in red. Outside the arc on the left, it's thrown to Riley Voisard for Houston, to Katie Meyer, who drives down the lane, tries to make a leaner, can't. Got the ball back, though. Threw it to Emma Kemp, who tried a triple. No good. Rebounded by Avery Brandewey. Outlet to Colleen. Pulls up. 10-footer. Good. And head coach Swigert of Houston gets a timeout. 6-0 Fort Loramie. 4:53 to go in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
You are listening to this afternoon's game on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports. And you may be tuned to a simulcast of our online presentation via WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. After the timeout by Coach Swigert, the Wildcats get a good look on a fine play from the left corner. The shot, though, is missed. Hit the back brace. Thrown up there by Riley Voisard. Fort Loramie down the court. Very quickly into the lane. Shot no good. Houston cherry picking at the other end. Taylor Maxwell, a junior, leaked out, caught it, laid it through. 6-2, Fort Loramie on top. Here's a long three for the Skins. Skylar Albers right through the bottom of the cylinder. Skylar Albers pours in a three ball to make it 9-2 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here's Houston, forecourt right. Tied up momentarily as Voisard tries to bounce it off the leg of a Redskin. It's loose on the deck. Picked up by Fort Loramie. Ball thrown to the post. Then right back to Albers on the arc. Short on the triple. Ava Schultes with the offensive rebound. Whips a pass. Baseline left. Deflected by Houston and stolen. Tenacious defense by the Wildcats. Here's Megan Meyer down the floor. It is knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie right at the end of the court, at our feet, where we're stationed. South end of the Sydney High School hardwood. 3:26 to go, first quarter, 9-2 Fort Loramie. Inbounding Megan Meyer of the Wildcats. Peering in. Oh, big right hand stuck out by Avery Brandewey on the steal. And then she fired a bullet down the floor out of bounds.
A little sloppy.
Fort Loramie 9, Houston 2, 3:21 to go here in the first quarter. As I mentioned previously, Coach Swigert at Houston, second year serving as the girls' varsity assistant, has been the head man for most of this season. seven previous years as the JV girls coach at Covington, which, by the way, lost to Bradford by 11. And the winner of this game will play Bradford in a district championship. Dynamite play. 1, 2, 3 passes. Kayla Winter, the sophomore interior player for Houston, got the layup. Avery Brandewey right down the pike for Fort Loramie. It is in and out, a teardrop right in front. Houston got the board. 9-4, Fort Loramie. Houston within 5. Here's a drive down the lane. Beautiful play, Megan Meyer. Late dish to Emma Kemp. Layup is good.
Megan Meyer playing a heck of a floor game to start this one.
Oh, she's able to angle through that paint area, slice and dice. Here's Fort Loramie, low on the left. Wild hook shot thrown up there, no good by Avery Brandewey. Tie up on the rebound, no, a foul against Houston. 9-6 Fort Loramie, 2:15 to go in the first quarter. And so far, the Houston Wildcats have played the Fort Loramie Redskins, Chuck, darn near dead even.
Well, the last two possessions, they got in the lane, found wide of an open person on the block.
Free throw pumped up there by Fort Loramie. It's bouncing around, and it goes in finally.
Jaden Rose
in off the bench for the Skins. Dropped one in. Second shot by Jaden. Eyes the bucket. Too hard. And the rebound is snared by Houston. Good board work on the inside by Kayla Winter. 4-point edge, Fort Loramie. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Top of the circle, it's Katie Meyer, right wing, Riley Voisart. Her long three, wide right. Rebound taken down by Fort Loramie. Foul below the basket on Houston. I tell you, head coach Carla Siegel for Fort Loramie, not shy about putting players on the court from off the bench, young ladies who don't ordinarily play in the first quarter. Allison Schmidtmeyer has seen action. Redskins have the ball. Riley Heitkamp, deep right corner three, pumped up there and made from long distance. Wow, what a shot by Ava Turner. She was decked, knocked down, flattened, wound up out of bounds on her back. Ball went in. Foul on Houston. Count it, plus one. Opportunity, 4-point play.
That was a heck of a shot. Because, boy, she got hammered after she released that.
13-6 Redskins, a minute 39 to go, first period. Free throw, Ava Turner, swish. 14-6 Fort Loramie, which puts some distance between it and the Wildcats, who dribble hard down the floor. It's Megan Meyer on the dead run. Goes right at a Redskin player and drew the two-shot foul.
Nobody stopped her. She just looked like a freight train coming down the track, and nobody stepped in her way.
Tell you what, Chuck, so far in this game, head coach Carla Siegel has got some talking points for the first quarter break and halftime intermission.
Oh, absolutely.
Free throw bounces off. 8-point lead, Fort Loramie, 14-6, minute 33 to go here in the first quarter. This was a 9-6 Fort Loramie lead a minute prior. Second free throw is in by Megan Meyer. I'm confused. Is the scoreboard correct? It says 14-5. That can't be right. Here's a steal at midcourt by Houston. Taken away by Katie Meyer, dribbles down the floor. Schultz spikes it from the backside. Out of bounds it goes.
14-7.
The scoreboard has just corrected itself. 14-7. Fort Loramie in front. Ball inbounded by Houston on the arc to Katie Meyer. Deep left corner, it's Megan. She's doubled. Throws it off the right knee of Colleen Brandewey out of bounds. It will be inbounded once again by the Cats. Katie Meyer, right in front of the Fort Loramie bench, peers in. Goes in the corner to Megan Meyer. 1-2 passes across the lane to Kayla Winter. Here's a jump shot from 15 by Houston. Off the back iron, stick back is good by Taylor Maxwell. Minute to go, first quarter, 14-9 Fort Loramie. Redskins drive into the paint area, stripped by Houston. Great defensive play. Katie Meyer bolts down the court, throws it out back on the play to Megan Meyer. It's wide and goes out of bounds. 14-9 Fort Loramie. Chuck, understatement probably. Houston giving a very good account of itself so far.
They are. I mean, it's not Loramie not playing real well, but I think you have to give credit to the Wildcats.
Yep. Three quarters of a minute remaining in the opening period. Good overplay by Katie Meyer, who stabs that ball out of bounds. Fort Loramie not sharp. Up five, though. Redskins inbound, far side of the floor. It is Allison Schmidtmeyer throwing it to Riley Heitkamp. I'll say those many syllables in a row correctly before the afternoon is over. Allison Schmidtmeyer.
Nice pass.
Oh, good passing. One, two, three dishes. Low on the right, Ava Schultes gets the two-pointer. The beneficiary is some fine feeding by the Redskins. Here is Houston coming back in a hurry. A blind pass into the paint area. Broken up by Ava Turner. Last touch by Houston off the fingertips of Maxwell. And Fort Loramie controls up seven with 17.1 to go in the first. Here's Riley Heitkamp in backcourt. Dribbles up against Megan Meyer. Nine to play. Here's a left corner three by Colleen Brandewee. Short by Fort Loramie. 3 seconds left. Houston with the rebound. Long pass down the floor. Maxwell tries to finish at the buzzer. Deflected from behind by Ava Turner. Houston crowd thought there was a foul. Might have been. First quarter closes. Fort Loramie 16, Houston 9 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. With us each and every Fort Loramie game only, there are three of them. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. 16-9 first quarter score. Fort Loramie by 7 over Houston, which inbounds the ball down the floor below the rim, intercepted by Ava Schultes of Fort Loramie. Outlet to Colleen Brandewee. Right back to a cutter in the lane area who falls down, stumbles, coughs up the ball, and it goes to Houston. Schmidtmeyer couldn't hang on. There's a trip at the foul line. A Houston player, Katie Meyer, spun around and dropped. Three team fouls in Fort Loramie, four in Houston, 7:29 left of the second quarter, 16-9. Redskins lead. Kara Meyer back on the floor for Fort Loramie. Riley Heitkamp is in. Avery Brandewee as well. Colleen Brandewee out there. From the elbow, foul line extended left. Katie Meyer missed it. Rebound Fort Loramie, stolen by Riley Voisard, and stolen right back. Great defensive play, a block and a theft from the rear by Avery Brandewee.
Yep, she turned it over but made up for it.
Up to Riley Heitkamp. 16-9, Fort Loramie leads. Straight away, Colleen Brandewee. Foul line, Jay is good. Boy, she won't miss that often. Wide open, Colleen connects. 18-9 Redskins. Here's Houston attacking Fort Loramie's pressure. One, two, three passes. The third one is errant. Stolen by Fort Loramie. Airmail throw 60 feet down the floor against the wall. Out of bounds.
Well, that turnover is going to go against Heitkamp. But Meyer never got her hands ready to catch the ball. So it was like she was moving her hands around, not sure how she was going to catch it.
You're right.
And it went right by her.
So it's a 0.5 turnover.
Well, they're going to give it to Heitkamp because she threw the pass.
6:41 to go till halftime. 18-9 Fort Loraman. Here is an over in the back violation, I think, against Houston out of midcourt. It's on Katie Meyer. Head coach Swigert of Houston asks for a brief explanation, gets it, and nods his head. Riley Heitkamp, midcourt for the Redskins. Throws behind the arc to Colleen. Sends it to Davis Shoulders, top of the circle. Left wing, he goes to Skylar Albers, who wants to drive. Choked off, can't do it. Out back to Riley Heitkamp. 6:15 to go, second quarter. 18-9 Fort Loramie. Pitch and catch, right flank Avery Brandewee. Tried to squeeze a pass into the lane, no one available. A red jersey got a mitt on it and struck the ball out of bounds.
I'm really impressed with Megan Meyer for Houston. That was her knocking the ball away. And she's doing a nice job of handling the basketball.
Oh, she's feisty, nitty-gritty player. Fort Loramie inbounds below the rim. Ava's shoulders catches, and she is bodied from the backside, fouled, and gets two. 6:06 to go, second quarter. Ava Scholtis, two free throws coming.
Kemp just picked up her third foul.
Emma Kemp averaging 7 a game, 3 fouls on her, as Chuck noted. Free throw, Ava Scholtis, yes. 19-9, Fort Loramie. Second attempt coming for Ava. Megan Meyer gets a breather for the Wildcats. Shot up and good by Scholtis. 20-9, Fort Loramie leads. Fort Loramie led 9-6 late in the first quarter. Since then, an 11-3 run by the Redskins. Here's Austin Steinman at midcourt, and then a wide throw for Taylor Berkmeyer into the half court. It goes out of bounds.
They might be in trouble resting Meyer very long.
You're right. No doubt about it. Here is Riley Heitkamp at midcourt. Coach Swigert of Houston looks down his bench. Megan got her rest, but she may be due to come back in quickly. Here is Fort Loramie's Colleen Brandewee trying to make a bounce pass to the post, and Houston gets a foot on it and boots it out of bounds. 5:43 to go, second quarter, 20-9, Fort Loramie. Ball inbounded to Ava Scholtis in the lane. She's crowded. Goes into the corner for the three-point shooter. Riley Heitkamp missed it strong. Ava got the board. Is it a tie-up or a foul? He goes against Houston. 5:33 left in quarter number two. It's a common personal. Three on Fort Loramie, six on the Wildcats now. Ball entered to Scholtis, deflected. She got it back, spun, and hit, and she's fouled. Nice play, Ava.
Terrible inbounds pass, and Scholtis made the best of it.
Tell you what, Chuck, in general, the passing by Fort Loramie has not been crisp.
No, and in the last game, I think the last game we did was their loss, wasn't it?
Yep.
And that game was the same thing.
Three-point play chance for Ava Scholtis. Dips the knees and fires it in to make it 23-9. Fort Loramie on a 14-3 run. 5:20 left in the second quarter. Midcourt with the ball. Riley Voisard for Houston. She's tied up and has it stripped. Taken away by Riley Heitkamp. Darts down the floor. Might have been fouled from the back. Missed it. No good. Rebound. Ava Scholtis. No, but a foul. Ava Scholtis, a one-man Redskin gang right now.
Yeah, she's rebounding offensively very well.
I should say a one-woman Redskin gang. Couple of foul shots for Ava. The first clangs off the back iron. No good. 5:13 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 23, Houston 9. Megan Meyer on the floor for Houston. Coach Swigert sticks her back in. Second free throw, Scholtis got it. Full timeout, Coach Swigert of the Wildcats, who trailed 24-9, 5:13 to go till halftime on scores, broadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Here we go. Final 5 minutes till halftime. 24-9 Fort Loramie. Houston has tallied just 3 points in the last 5 minutes as Fort Loramie's defense has really heated up. And we've got a tie up at midcourt. And guess what? The arrow favors Fort Loramie.
15 turnovers now for the Houston.
And Chuck, Houston. Two-thirds of them are occurring within several steps of the center line.
Yep.
Little give and go. Nice play. Fort Loramie down the lane. It is Ava Shouldis who scores again. Man, she is getting them in close left and right. Good solid performance by her today. 26-9 in favor of Fort Loramie. Houston's got the ball on the arc. It is Riley Voishard who goes into the right corner. 15 feet from the rim. Now to Katie Meyer, back to Riley. Long triple. Bingo! She's got it. Voishard fires one in. Quickly down the floor for Fort Loramie. Baseline. Player tied up. Flipped back on the arc. And Riley Heitkamp sets it up. Is that Victoria Mesher in now?
She's
for Fort Loramie?
Game, yep.
Here's an overplay out high. Steal by Voishard. Voishard down the floor in the lane. Hits the trailer. Layup. Yes. Well done. Voishard to Taylor Maxwell. 5 quick points by Houston. 26-14 Fort Loramie. 3:50 left. Second quarter. Here is Mesher. Flips it around the horn. Top of the circle. Riley Heitkamp. Ava Shouldis in the lane. Open look. 10-footer right in front. Albers. Bingo. Pops it in. Skylar Albers with those long arms, Chuck, plays taller than she really is. At about 5'8 or so, she can score in that paint.
Well, I like her going inside. I mean, she's more of a, she likes to shoot the three.
Yes.
And she's good at it, but I like her in there. That's a double dribble.
A double dribble. Houston not called. Wildcats still have it, though. They rotate it far right wing into the lane area. Winner turns around. Missed it with the left. Rebound Fort Loramie. 1, 2, 3 passes. Driving and laying it in. Avery Brandewee zipped down the left side of the hardwood. 30-14 Fort Loramie. 2:58 to go, second quarter. Here's an off-balance drive out of control for Houston as Katie Meyer. A lot of contact below the rim. Fort Loramie, according to the referee, got there late. It's ruled a block. I'm telling you what, Chuck, that was mighty close to being a charge.
Well, the guy under the basket who had the best look at it was getting ready to call it a charge, and the guy on the outside called it a block.
Oh. 2:55 to go, second quarter, 30-16 in favor of Fort Loramie. Two free throws coming. Katie Meyer, sophomore, 8.7 points per game. Wears the black wrap around the left knee and lower thigh. Swishes the free throw. I missed something there, Chuck. The field goal shot didn't go in, did it?
No, I'm a little confused myself.
Did she take one shot or two at the stripe?
I only saw her shoot one.
We may have detected something that went overlooked completely. Fort Loramie shoots a long three in and out by Colleen Brandewee. Rebound Houston, 30-17 on the scoreboard. 2:31 to go, second period.
Maybe that ball went in on the shot. I didn't see it. I was watching the play down here. The shot might have gone in. Had to have gone in.
Yeah.
I added it, and that's gives him 17.
I missed it.
I didn't see it go in.
Apparently, the shooter, who was Voisard, was it Riley
Mayer.
For Houston?
No, Katie Mayer.
Katie Meyer.
Meyer.
Shot the ball, went out of her view. Apparently, we were looking down at the contact. The ball might have bounced around, gone in. That's why she shot one free throw and made it. Fort Loramie, a near steal, and there is a theft. Interception, Albers, 13-point lead for Loramie. She darts down the floor, pulls up in the lane, deflected, might have been fouled. Loose ball rebound to Houston. 2 minutes to go, first half, 30-17 in favor of Fort Loramie. Midcourt with the ball, Megan Meyer. She's hemmed in, shovels it on the play to Katie. Ball fired, left corner to Megan. Spin move. Good overplay by Colleen Brandewey. Ball dropped off the foot of a Houston player. Wildcats pick it back up. Megan Meyer to Riley Voisard, 25 feet away on the right. Dribble drive into the lane. Bounce pass into the corner. No one home. 30-17, Fort Loramie, a minute 38 to go. Second quarter. Thought the Redskins there for a moment, Chuck, midway through this period, might turn it on and run away with this thing, but Houston has scrapped back within 13. Final 90 seconds, second quarter of action. Riley Heitkamp at midcourt. Throws down the left side. Colleen Brandewey comes out to get it. Here's Ava Schultes. Dumps it to the cutter, Ava Turner. Ava receives a lot of body from a defender. Appeared to be clearly fouled. Went to the deck, ball went out of bounds. Off the Wildcats, and Fort Loramie throws in. Turner catches, now Brandewey. And we've got a moving screen on Fort Loramie with 1:19 to go here in the first half. I like the fact there, Chuck, the referee not only signaled foul, but he barked out the word illegal so that everybody knew, especially novice fans like me who might have been confused as to what the call was. He said illegal. And that was a screen that was not stationary, and he made it clear. Long three-pointer, Houston, no good. Rebound, Colleen Brandewey. Gives it up to Turner, back to Colleen, down the lane, banked it in. Good play. 50 seconds to go till halftime, 32-17.
Technically, every foul's illegal.
What he meant was
illegal screen.
Illegal screen.
Yes.
Didn't say the word screen.
I know. I'm just being smart.
But I like the fact that he communicated something so no one was confused. Basketball referees seldom do that. But 28 ticks on the clock. Late second quarter. 15-point lead for Fort Loramie. Dribbling some more is Megan Meyer. She's in control of the action. She'll take it down to below 10 and then start to swing the motion offense. Here it goes. Baseline right, fed by Houston to Emma Kemp, who tries to steer her body around Schultes and steps out with 7.3 to go. Fort Loramie a chance to double the score at intermission. It's inbounded to Heitkamp. Real good defense in backcourt by Megan Meyer. Midcourt to Ava Schultes with a second to go. Up to Brandewey. Long high-arching triple. Not sure it would have counted had it gone in. Houston's defense slowed Fort Loramie down for about 5 seconds of the final seven in backcourt. And Fort Loramie had to get away a hurried up shot. First half closes. 2 minute radio station break is upcoming. 2 minute break is next as Coach Swigert and the Wildcats have played Fort Loramie pretty well through the first two quarters. Houston, a decided underdog, down to 15, 32-17 here at halftime. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Big keys here tonight for Houston. Don't turn it over very much. The Wildcats have done it too often, that's for sure. But Houston's hanging around because the Wildcats have played pretty good D, and that's a key building component for the visiting team in red. For Fort Loramie, take advantage of good senior play, especially Ava Schultes on the inside. She's the most active and athletic interior player on the floor in this game, and she has done her work to this point. Those the key building components for these two teams, Fort Loramie and Houston. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte in Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. 2-minute radio station break upcoming, 32-17, Fort Loramie over Houston, here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Sydney High School. It's game two of our activities at SHS. Earlier sectional final won by Rushi over Bodkins, 59-42. And here in the lower bracket sectional championship, it's 32-17 Fort Loramie over Houston after two quarters of play. Chuck, after looking at my tournament brackets, I now know why we saw the Cincinnati Country Day coach here. His sectional final is not until tonight, or I'm sorry, it's not until Monday.
Monday.
Not until Monday at 7:30 against Middletown Christian. Why they don't conclude that Monroe High School sectional today, I'm not sure. But both sectional finals at Monroe and D4 are Monday. So Cincy Country Day got a good look today at Rushi in game one, Fort Loramie here in game two.
Yeah, half of this one, yeah, he left. But, yeah, I mean, that makes it nice. But it also means that Rushi can go watch them Monday night. So
there you go. Right, exactly. You're listening to this game on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, the radio on your phone for high school sports, and you're tuned to a simulcast of our online presentation via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Thanks once again to our radio station sponsors. And we salute them as well. Chuck, we'll do that in just a moment after you take a look at our halftime scoring brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. The amazing glass connection, the industry's clear choice. Chuck?
Well, Loramie's got an 11-9 rebounding advantage, 4-1 on the offensive boards. The key right now in this 15-point
deficit is 18 turnovers by Houston and only 7 for Loramie. 8 of 10 from the free throw line for the Redskins. 1 of 1. Houston only went once, made it. Individual scoring, they're led by Taylor Maxwell, has 6. They got 3 from Boisard, 3 from Katie Meyer. Then they got 2 from Kayla Winter and 2 from Emma Kemp. They scored 9 and 8, 17 for the first half. Loramie led by Ava Schultes with 10. Colleen Brandewey had 8. They got 5 from Skylar Albers, 4 each from Ava Turner and Avery Brandewey, and 1 from Jaden Rose on a free throw. 16 each quarter, and they lead it 32-17 at the half.
Once again, our radio station sponsor, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Realty 2000 in Sydney, and Sydney Pickwood Troy Body Car Star. That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass, located in Fort Loramie, AAG Inc. Your amazing glass connection, the industry's clear choice. 32-17 Fort Loramie at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road Southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The cell phone shop. Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. Cell phone ShopDayton.com.
Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member, osgoodbank.com. And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. With us for Fort Loramie games only, there are 3. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Here we go, final 16 minutes. Fort Loramie in possession, leading 32-17. as we initiate play in the third quarter. Fine pass from the left wing. Good delivery. Ava Shoulders to Ava Turner. That's a deuce.
That was. And at the other end of the floor, Kemp picked up her fourth foul for Houston on their first possession.
34-17, Fort Loramie's doubled the count against the Wildcats, who throw it cross court to Megan Meyer. And then it's heaved in a skip pass fashion to the other side of the floor and out of bounds.
And she lost her balance and tried to throw that as he was falling.
34-17, Fort Loramie, a minute gone in the third. Riley Heitkamp at midcourt. Near left corner, Colleen Brandewey. She's behind the arc and drains it. Good start, second half, Fort Loramie.
Yeah, well, that was a well-designed play.
37-17. 6:50 to go in the third. Coming out to catch straight away, Emma Kemp for Houston. On the bounce. His handcuff gives it off to Megan Meyer. Not a smooth exchange. Now to Katie. Baseline drive, pulls up. On the arc to Megan, triple try, short, no good. Rebound, strong side, yanked off the glass by Ava Turner, who scoots down the floor. Here's Riley Heitkamp trying to whistle a bounce pass into Ava Shoulders, and it's kicked on the play by Houston. With 6:23 to go in the third quarter, and Fort Loramie leading 37-17, the winner will take on Bradford in the district next Saturday at 3. Midcourt, Riley Heitkamp with the ball. Ball lob, back door, Ava Shoulders catches and scores. Good looking play. Tough break for a Houston player who went down. Taylor Maxwell
twisted her ankle trying to make that steal.
Stove to foot at any rate, and we have a momentary delay. 6:13 to go in the third. Fort Loramie 39, Houston 17. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Well, after the injury delay, Fort Loramie stole a Houston pass, and Riley Heitkamp got open in the left corner. She swished a triple, and Fort Loramie, with 10 quick points in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter, leads 42-17. That three-pointer by Riley Chuck was pure, swished it all the way.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Nice drive by Houston, well done. Cutting to the rim below the basket, Riley Voisard laid one high off the window, right down through. Ava Turner counters, missed the 10-footer, weak side rebound, yes. Colleen Brandewey sticks it through. 44-19, Fort Loramie steals in backcourt. Pass to Ava Shoulders, driving, lays it up, short, but a foul against Houston.
Houston's getting double-teamed. The girl is holding the ball over her head, not moving the ball to make the hands move, and just trying to throw the ball through their hands.
Right.
It's just a turnover machine.
And Chuck, what kind of a message did Fort Loramie receive at intermission? It looks like they got one.
Well, I think they just were told to calm down and play.
Right. Free throw, Ava Shoulders is in. She was smacked on the shoulder in the act of shooting. 46-19 Fort Loramie, which led 32-17 at halftime. Both foul shots by Ava are true. We near the 5 minute mark of the third. Here's Houston up the right side. It's Katie Meyer. Here comes the Fort Loramie trap just over the timeline. Katie looks for help. Weak bounce pass. It may result in a tie up. Arrow favors Fort Loramie.
She did a nice job of stepping through the trap and then through a really weak pass.
Yeah. Fort Loramie will take advantage of that every single time. Here come the Redskins. Riley Heitkamp to midcourt. Top of the circle. Flips it high right to Skylar Albers. Avery Brandewy on the floor now. Ball thrown near side to Colleen. Now it's rotated around the top of the circle into the opposite corner to Albers. Her three is deflected. Loose ball to Riley Heitkamp. Head of the key with a triple. It is no good. Bounces away. Knocked out of bounds on the play by Fort Loramie. As that ball came right at us over our head. You whiffed. I whiffed.
I could. It was over my head. I couldn't touch it.
4:41 to go in the third. 46-19 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here's Megan Meyer, 35 feet away on the left. Hands to Riley Voisard. Top of the circle, Katie Meyer. They are sisters. Katie, sophomore. Megan, senior. Here is an inside shot missed by Houston. Rebound stick back. Yes, Kayla Winter got it to go. Good offensive board work by her. Timeout called. 4:19 remaining, third period. 46-21 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Last time out called by the Wildcats, who trail by 25. Fort Loramie brings it up the floor at midcourt, just over four to go in the third. Riley Heitkamp straight away. Outside the arc and left to Colleen Brandewy. Avery in the near corner. Skylar Albers, top of the circle.
Houston's gone zone now. They're playing a 1-2-2.
Avery Brandewy floats through the post for Fort Loramie, as is Ava Shouldas. It goes from Albers, to Shouldas, short corner, and it is ripped away out of bounds off Houston. Baseline left, Riley Heitkamp is the playmaker. 3:52 to go in the third. Easy does it. Little lob pass right in the middle of the paint. Two steps below the foul line. Colleen Brandewy caught it. Maybe the easiest jump shot she's ever made.
Yeah, Houston fell asleep that time defensively.
48-21 Fort Loramie. 3:41 to go here in the third period. Wildcats will inbound across the timeline. Voisard to Megan Meyer, 35 feet away. Fires a pass to Katie. Gets a screen, enters the top of the circle, goes to the short corner baseline. Skylar Albers on her hip, fouls her.
Official looks up, sees that he hadn't called any fouls on Fort Loramie yet, so he called a ticky-tack foul.
3.5 to go in the third, 48-21 Fort Loramie. Inbounded, deep right corner, Riley Voisard jacks up a three. It careens off the rim, no good. Rebound to Fort Loramie in the corner, Avery Brandewy. Straight away, open player, doesn't shoot. That's Jaden Rose. Telegraph pass, almost stolen by Houston. Fort Loramie gets it back. Now into the post to Avery Brandewy. Swiped by Taylor Berkmeyer of Houston. Good pilfer by her. Out ahead to Megan Meyer. Baseline right to Voisard. Running one-hander short. Rebound pinballed around. Fort Loramie gobbles it up. Redskins in backcourt. Fort Loramie player triple teamed. Gotten up ahead to Shouldas. Now to Colleen Brandewy, who knifes through the lane. It's left for Ava. Out back to Jaden Rose. Fort Loramie sets. 2:40 left, third period, 48-21 Redskins. The winner gets Bradford at 3 p.m. next Saturday in a district championship game at Troy. Timeout called. Head coach Carla Siegel. Redskins up 48-21. 2.5 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Redskins inbounding from the end of the Fort Loramie bench, about 5 feet off the baseline. Ava Schultz fires it to Jaden Rose, rotated near baseline to Ava, short corner, leaner, no good. Rebound attempt, Skylar Albers, a lot of contact. Let's see what has been called.
They called a foul on the shot about 8 seconds after she shot it. It was a correct call.
Yeah, correct call.
A little late.
About 7.5. Anyway, Ava Schultz gets a pair as she was indeed bumped right in front of us. 2:23 left in the third. 48-21 Fort Loramie as Taylor Birkemeyer for Houston ties up that shoestring. Free throw by Ava. Good. What's Fort Loramie at the free throw line today, Chuck?
Well, 1-2-3 for three, so they're 11 of 13.
Improving on that 75 percentile mark for the season. And Ava Schultz drains both. Ava hits them. 50-21 in favor of Fort Loramie. 2:20 left to go here in the third. Houston in backcourt having difficulty. It's Riley Voisard. Flips it up the far wing to Katie Meyer. Here's a cross-court pass low on the left to Birkemeyer. And it's punched away by Fort Loramie. Off Taylor last, out of bounds to the Skins. 2 minutes left, third quarter. Midcourt, Jaden Rose pulls up. Goes high right to Colleen Brandewee. Deep corner, Ava Schultz. Shot fake. Takes the 15-footer. Shy of the mark, no good. And hustling inside to get the offensive rebound is Jaden Rose. And she's hit on the shoulder from the back and is awarded two.
Well, they ran a play, a screen, and Mesher cut across the lane wide open, and they didn't see her.
Free throw, Rose is good. Victoria Mesher in now for Fort Loramie. She and Avery Brandewee, the two fine freshman players. Second shot is hard. Good rebound, Birkemeyer, who soared to stab it. 51-21 Fort Loramie, a minute 48 to go in the third quarter. Megan Meyer at midcourt over the timeline, picked up by Colleen Brandewee. Megan looks, being hounded, gives it up to Katie Meyer, splits a couple defenders. Good pass, low on the right to a teammate. Shot missed on the play by Kemp, blocked, deflected. Fort Loramie gobbles it up, hustles down. Albers pulls up, 12-footer, no. Tie up on the board below the backboard. And we've got a foul hooking against, I think, Houston. Fort Loramie will throw in. This one official gets a little vocal every now and then. He blew the whistle, said, no, no, foul right here.
Yeah, he stopped the play, but it was the correct call.
Oh, yeah. I like that communication every now and then. Ball inbounded below the rim to Ava Schultz. Foul line, Jay, in and out, no good. Rebound out of bounds to Houston. 80 seconds to go, third quarter, 51-21. 30-point lead, Fort Loramie. Redskins looking much better here in the second half. Dribble drive down the lane. Megan Meyer could have shot it right in front. Made the extra pass to Kayla Winter, and it results in a tie-up. Houston will keep it.
And 19-4 in the third quarter.
There you go. Jaden Rose out for Fort Loramie. Ball inbounded by Houston below the rim. And it's whistled out on top to Riley Voisard. Voisard 25 feet away. Handoff to Katie Meyer. Splits a couple defenders. Powers to the basket. Shot with the left hand. Danced off the iron. But she was hacked on the arm and she's got two. Good penetration by Katie Meyer. 61 ticks on the clock in the third quarter. It is 51-21 in favor of Fort Loramie. Deep knee bend by Katie. Shots on the way short. No good. Second one is upcoming for Katie Meyer. Ava Schultz gets a respite for Fort Loramie and well-deserved.
Well, you need to take a look. 33 is checked in for Loramie. I don't have her in the book, but she's one of their better. She's number 21 on their JV team.
Now that's a Carissa Meyer, good, outstanding perimeter player. Handles it well, shoots it nicely. Ball inbounded by Fort Loramie. Houston's Katie Meyer. She was at the stripe, right, Chuck, as I looked
down? Yeah, missed them both.
Neither shot good. Fort Loramie counters. Baseline left. Avery Brandewee stepped through. Rotated near side to Carissa Meyer, about whom we just spoke. It skipped off the rim. No. Rebound down to Houston. Baseline right. Open player. Left it short. Good rebound below the ring, but Katie Meyer slapped away, but Fort Loramie stolen. 28 seconds to go. Third quarter. 51-21. Fort Loramie. Carissa Meyer, sister of Caleb Meyer, I believe, who played last year. Correct?
Yes.
Down to 10, 9, 8 seconds to go. Here's a deep three left corner. Colleen Brandewee, it splashes off the rim, no good. Rebound to midcourt. Houston's got it off and running. Megan Meyer heaved it toward the iron as the third quarter closes out. 51-21, Fort Loramie over Houston on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
We start the fourth quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. 51-21. Fort Loramie in the lead over Houston by 30. Redskins work the ball around to start the fourth quarter. Wow, that sharp passing. Kara Meyer, Ava Schultes. The delivery to Avery Brandewee in the paint. She banked it in and a foul.
She went left-handed with that. That was impressive.
Oh, I like it.
And a nice pass by Kara Meyer.
Well done by Avery. Three-point play is converted. Foul shot at the front rim, back rim. In it went. 54-21, Redskins, 7:42 to go here in the fourth. Midcourt for Houston, Megan Meyer. Outside the arc of the left to Katie. Katie splits a couple defenders, meets resistance in the lane, a thicket of players, a white jersey knocks it away. Fort Loramie hustles down the floor, driving, banking, missing. Ava Schultes in and out, foul on the rebound against Ava Schultes. Need the right solution for true comfort? Well, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse, his superb techs are fully licensed and insured. Get rid of those cold spots now. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. 295-3243. Go online. Set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Long three-pointer by Houston, short, and it's out of bounds to Fort Loramie. You know, you'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. Remember, Geyer's offers super service on your car and outstanding collision repair. See new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. See them online as well at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com. Fort Loramie's Ava Turner, fouled in the act of shooting, is awarded two. My mistake, it was a 1-1. She cans the first, earned the second. 55-21 lead Redskins, soft touch, front rim, backboard, in it goes. And the lead has swollen to 56-21. Fort Loramie with 6:49 to go here in the fourth quarter.
That should turn it into a running clock now.
You're right, 35-point spread. And the running clock is not turned off until the deficit gets
under
below 30.
30, yes.
Yep. Straight away with the basketball is Megan Meyer for Houston. Throws left corner. It is touched by Houston out of bounds. And the clock continues to wind down. 6:20 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie slowly to midcourt. It's Riley Heitkamp. Bears off to the left. Bounce pass in the corner to Ava Turner. Set, shoots the three. All cord. She ripped the net. Ava Turner poured it through. 59-21 Redskins, who led just 32-17 at the half. So here in the last 10 minutes of play, 8 minutes third quarter, 2 minutes here in the fourth, it has been a 27-4 differential in favor of Fort Loramie until that long three by Katie Meyer is a beauty. Good-looking shot. Fort Loramie catches Houston napping. Long throw, Ava Turner, driving layup, good.
And she's got 7 points in the last about 25 seconds.
61-24. Ava gets them in bunches. 5:28 left in the game. Good inside post-up move by Houston. Shot left short on the play, though. And Fort Loramie's got the rebound, but heaves it out of bounds at the other end. Checking out for Fort Loramie, Avery Brandewee. Schultes back in. Dribbling patiently. Midcourt, Megan Meyer, Houston. Throws it right side. Riley Voisard. Voisard bounce pass near side. Caught there by Birkemeyer. Straight away, Voisard. Hand off 30 feet out to Megan Meyer. Voisard picked up by Ava Turner. Straight away with the ball, Megan Meyer enters the paint area. Bounce pass booted by Fort Loramie with 4:33 to go. Is about ready to say clock stopped.
That's what you would normally say.
But it's running. It's a 37-point spread. Continuous clock at this moment in time. And it will be that way until the difference is under 30. Steal by Riley Heitkamp of Fort Loramie. That dash the other way, up and good.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say they're not going to get it under 30.
63-24. The lead has been expanded to 39 with an even four to go in the fourth. Outside the arc, Riley Voisard for Houston. Spinning back to the basket. Oh, finds a backdoor play open. It's caught and laid in below the iron. Emma Kemp snatched it and scored. Fort Loramie caught napping. Here's Ava Turner. A pass to Kara Meyer in the post. Too hot to handle. And Houston gets it. Here come the Wildcats. Megan Meyer, ball looped cross court. Dribble drive into the lane by Birkemeyer. Lost it. Fort Loramie picked it up. Quickly down the floor to Colleen Brandewee. Maybe a travel in there somewhere. She lost it. Ava Turner trailed, gobbled it up, and laid it through.
I think Colleen's going to say that was an assist.
3:10 to go in the fourth. High right. It's Voisard with it for Houston. Fort Loramie will take on Bradford. And if the OHSAA Southwest District website holds in terms of game times, 3 o'clock, Fort Loramie, Bradford, Detroit next Saturday. Houston missed. The Fort Loramie run out. Ahead to Ava Schultes. Shot is good. Head coach Carlos Siegel alerts the officials. We've got subs to get in. And they're on the floor now with Fort Loramie leading 67-26. 2.5 to go. Clock continues to tick down. Redskins with a much better second half of play, certainly. Midcourt with the ball. Megan Meyer for Houston. She is picked up straight away by senior Aubrey Baker, who's checked in. Here's Katie Meyer down in the right corner for Houston. Dribbles out on top. Hands it to Megan for the three. It grazed the front iron. Rebound, Jaden Rose, Fort Loramie. Long lead out down the floor to Baker. Baker darts to the rim, left it short. Stick back, Schmidtmeyer bounces off the iron. Good rebound, Redskins will keep it alive. And straight away, Rose resets the attack with a minute 45 to go. Ball thrown deep left corner. Now to Rose. In the middle it goes. Houston spikes it. It's on the deck. Jump ball. Arrow favors the Wildcats with 90 seconds to go in this game.
Well, Summer Hoyne got the ball in the lane. She should have turned it. She had a wide open, about 8-footer, but she just looked to throw it right back out.
Yeah, it's good to see Summer Hoyne see some varsity action. Hoyne, the sophomore, matured, developed over the course of the JV season for Fort Loramie. Houston dribbles, throws it right wing to Kemp. 1 minute left in the game. Ball bounced into the middle of the floor below the foul line. Fort Loramie intercepts. 2-on-1 break down the floor. Carissa Meyer couldn't get it to go. Stick back Schmidtmeyer. Foul on Houston. And this continuous clock will trickle down all the way well below 30 on free throws here by Schmidtmeyer.
And my bladder says thank you.
We'll make it a quick wrap. Don't forget, join us tonight. Airtime 5:30 from Covington. Anna girls meet Waynesville. Girls Division III sectional championship. Free throw Schmidtmeyer good. Second one all net as well. 69-26 Fort Loramie. 19 seconds left in this game.
I think I put Colonial Williamsburg on there. I forgot it was Waynesville.
Here's a dribble drive into the paint by Meyer of Houston. Katie Meyer was bumped. Clock will run out. She'll shoot free throws.
No, it's out of bounds.
They don't even. Oh, it's out of bounds.
Yeah.
I was going to say
that's only 14.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It would have been common. Clock continues, and that's it. 3-0 on the board. This game is over. Fort Loramie, after a sluggish start and a very good beginning by Houston, Redskins do pull away to win it 69-26. A two-minute radio station break is upcoming in a moment. You know, it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before that last blast of winter gets a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. That's right, savings on tires at M&A Muffler and Tires. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt. At the home of the tire sale, you'll never get tired of M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. And so many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. Three of them with us each and every Fort Loramie game only. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. It's Saturday. Don't forget, Brookins in Fort Loramie. Outstanding pork chops tonight. You better get there earlier. You might have to wait in line for chops on Saturday night at Brookins. And don't forget Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier, another one of our fine sponsors. And in Rushi, we say hello to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulte and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. New address, 575 East Main. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets get connected to your benefits. Phone Chris North at 937-498-7282. It's our two-minute radio station break, which I said about 10 minutes ago was upcoming. Here it is now. Fort Loramie victorious over Houston to advance to the district championship next Saturday against Bradford, 3 o'clock airtime. Redskins and Bradford next Saturday afternoon at Troy. Two-minute station break. It's scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Once again, our radio station sponsors on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, DC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Realty 2000 also in Sydney, and Sydney Pickwick Troy Body Car Star. Chuck, our stars of this game, and let's take a look at the scoring.
Well, the scoring for Houston, they were led by Katie Meyer with six, and then they got six also from Taylor Maxwell. My star of the game is going to be Megan Meyer. She only scored 1 point, but I thought she did a nice job handling the basketball under incredible pressure today by the Redskins. On the other side, 18 points for Ava Schultes, 15 for Colleen Brandewee, and 15 for Ava Turner. And I'm going to go with Colleen Brandewee as my player of the game for Fort Laramie.
Chuck, I thought Houston gave a very good account of itself, especially in the first half of this game. This was a 9-6 game in favor of Fort Laramie late in that first quarter. Only a 32-17 lead at the half. Redskins then turned it on. Their depth and strength just far too much, but Coach Adam Swigert did a very commendable job coaching for Houston this year as the Wildcats fall to Fort Laramie here in this game today. And what was that final differential once again, Chuck?
69-26.
69-26. We'll take a word from
Clancy's,
Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Houston girls wind up 10-14 on the year, 4-8 in the Shelby County Athletic League, had won three of their last four heading into the game today, including a 41-39 sectional win earlier here in the tournament. Looking down through that Houston roster, Chuck, I see just one senior. Houston should be mighty, two, I'm sorry, Riley Voisard and Megan Meyer, both 12th graders. Experience back next year for Houston, which should be a mighty good girls basketball team. Fort Loramie advances on the opponent, Bradford, next Saturday at 3. Rushi, by winning earlier today over Botkins, will more than likely play Cincinnati Country Day at 1. Country Day has got a sectional final this coming Monday night yet, so that is not officially determined, who Rushi's opponent will be, but more than likely Country Day. And that 11 o'clock slot in the district at Troy next Saturday will be filled by Tri-Village and another sectional winner, which will serve as Tri-Village's opponent. Rushi victorious in game one over Botkins, and Fort Loramie defeats Houston in game two of our sectional finals doubleheader here at Sydney. For our radio station audience via WMVR, for our online audience via scoresbroadcast.com, for our board operators at the station, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying goodbye to you this afternoon until tonight when we resume tournament coverage. Bryant Billing and Chuck McBee on the call from Covington at 5:30. Anna against Waynesville. Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from here at Sydney, where Rushi and Fort Loramie are victorious in girls Division IV sectional finals.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.